Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The second round of the Open Championship is currently in progress with three golfers at top of the leaderboard shooting 5-under. Keep it here on The Fan all morning for updates. Both the Guardians and Reds are back in action tonight following the All-Star break. The Guards will host the Pittsburgh Pirates up in Cleveland at 7:10. The Reds are in Colorado to play the Rockies with coverage starting here on The Fan just after 8 o'clock after the conclusion of the Buckeye Show. And finally, the World Cup will wrap up this weekend. France will play England tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the third place game. The final between Spain and Argentina will get started Sunday at 3 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof or exterior assessment today at RamosRoofingOhio.com. Ramos Roofing, reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to try. Intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. It's a free-for-all Friday. I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how are you?
I am wonderful. You know, I slept really good last night.
You know why?
A little hazy coming in.
I was
going
to say, you slept well because you have no oxygen going to your head. We're covered in smoke.
A little hazy coming in today. It was, yeah.
Yeah, little Canadian heat coming at you.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, would be a good brand of cigarette. I'm just saying. It's not, but Canadian heat would be, I think, that's the, was there, I think there's well, I guess, I don't know. Isn't it Royal Crown? That's a drink, but I think that's Canadian whiskey. But I don't know if they have Canadian. I don't know if there's Canadian cigarettes. I never even looked into it.
Well, you're not a cigarette smoker.
No, I'm not.
So why would you know?
I just, well, because I know what Marlboro is.
Only
I remember
thing I know is New Paltz. New Paltz. Give me a New Paltz. Give me a pack of New Paltz.
I don't even know if we're allowed to mention them on the air because I know they like all got banned from advertising ever. So like that's almost like illegal now. But anyway, yeah. Good morning. Good luck with the smoke today because. So it's some of the worst air quality you're going to have in the state of Ohio ever is happening today. Happened yesterday. It looks like it's going to be a little bit worse today. They are saying, I saw yesterday that Detroit had the worst air quality in the world, like anywhere, yesterday.
And I probably would have been outside jogging in it.
You would have? Really? Really?
I've done that before. What so when I was in the CFL... Mm-hmm. We had a I was in
good.
Canada.
First of all, thank you for clearing your throat directly into the microphone. That sounded awesome. Let's do that every time. Please do. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I don't want to share it anymore.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I don't want to share my story.
Go ahead. You were in the CFL.
You derailed the whole thing.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Tyvis. Go right ahead.
I didn't do it like. Anyways, I was in the CFL, mm-hmm. and it was I was in with the BC Lions, so British Columbia. And
shout out to BC.
Yeah, shout out Vancouver area. But anyways,
gotta give him that hawk too and spit on that thing.
Sorry, hawk. Sorry, I was just clearing my throat. Go ahead. Back to you.
You all right? You good over there? Are you good over there?
Tortillas.
Sorry, I'm never going to be done.
Anyways. It was a wildfire that happened, and it was like, I think it was like a couple of hours away, but like it affected the practice that we were at. And we had to go out there and practice. And then
we
practiced like maybe 1 or 2 days in it. And then the other two, they kind of canceled the other ones cause it was that bad, but I've done it before.
Okay. Well, there you go. I saw the Mets and Phillies last night. I think they moved their game time up a little bit because of the smoke. It was getting worse, which I thought, They could still play it because it doesn't actually qualify as athletic competition because it involves the New York Mets. So it's not an actual game. So
there's Kyle Schwarber went yard.
Yeah, and they lost. Phillies did. Mets beat them 4-1.
That's the only point they got.
Yeah, hey, there we go. It's the turn. Mets after the break are going to be awesome. Although they also announced yesterday everybody's for sale. So that's good. But yeah, that's So everything's on fire.
Uh-oh.
Entire Northeast and Northern Midwest. Yeah, they said the Mets are open to... they said Juan Soto's... Not Juan Soto. Okay. There's a few other guys they said, but like...
Lindor, all of them.
Lindor's available, baby. Dang. You want him, go get him. Go get him, Cleveland. You can bring him back. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go for it. Make it happen.
Rocchio doing well right now.
Okay, sure. We're bearing the lead today. The lead today is that we are actually taking phone calls. 614-821-9710 is the phone number. Dylan, you can unbusy the lines if you would like to. You can open up the phone lines.
Oh, they're open.
Okay, phone lines are open. Now, here's the thing. I have not taken calls on the air in a very long time because we used to do it before the pandemic. Then we all went home and it became very difficult to take phone calls because we were at our houses doing broadcasts.
You needed somebody to be in here screening calls.
Well, and we did have that, but it was difficult to communicate because we couldn't get our like phone screen program to work at home. It was a whole thing. So it got rid of, we at least the show when Common Man and I were on, we didn't take calls for a lot of time after COVID. And we used to, you know, YouTube chat when we got that going. We used Twitter, all that stuff. But we thought today, let's take some calls. See? So like let's take a few calls and see how it goes. We actually have a phone screener in here today. Jake from State Farm is joining us. Jake is one of our promotions assistants, but he's coming in today to learn how to do this. So this is going to be we're going to be experimenting. Dylan, when was the last time you took live calls on the air? Was that back when you were working for the evil empire back then?
I was working for the Hillbilly Station.
Yeah, there you go. Right. So there. So I'm just saying, this is what we got going on today. So you can call in. Dylan will put you on hold. You'll sit on hold for 45 minutes. We may or may not talk to you. That's how it goes when you call radio stations. It's not like you call in and then 2 minutes later, they just put you on the air. But we'll see what we can do. We'll try to get you in as quickly as we can. But I look forward to hearing from you today. 614-821-9710. Best week in sports radio. We figured, why not? Let's have some fun with it. As now all your baseball's coming back online today. So we've got that going on. Do you feel like, Tyvus, we should throw out a topic? I see how much thought you've given it so far.
Wouldn't that be the point of it?
Yeah, but also we just don't take calls a lot. So maybe some of the people who are like listening would just like to join in and talk. I don't know. I mean, we got Rusty in the chat who talks all the time on the chat. See if Rusty wants to call in.
I hope Rusty doesn't call.
Why do you hope Rusty doesn't call? Wouldn't you want to hear from him?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't.
Why don't you want to hear from him?
I had to hear from him for like a whole year.
Well, yeah.
Working out every day.
Yeah, you find out who he is.
I tell you what, he does give some a hot taste, and he's very into sports, and he has a lot of opinions. And as we jogged our 3 miles together, we always talk sports. So I mean, he's got some good takes.
Yeah, there you go. I see. I'm all about this. Like, I'm looking forward to talking to some of you who we have not talked to before. And of course, you know what? If you're not in the YouTube chat or anything like that, you can still call in. Maybe you never get in the YouTube chat. This is your chance. Go get on the real chat. Just call us up. Give us your hot takes if you want. It's not Hot Take Tuesday, but you can do that. I didn't watch. I'm trying to think yesterday what I watched as far as sports go.
There was nothing.
I think I watched literally no sports yesterday.
I told you. The only thing I seen
and the Mets was... The Mets were playing, and I just didn't even, out of protest, I just didn't even want to watch them.
I only seen the Kyle Schwarber home run, and then I was going to watch the Dallas Wings play the New York Liberty, but that game got postponed. So
yeah, I saw
the only one that played.
Why did that get postponed?
I don't know, but I know that the Fire played somebody. Portland Fire. They played. I didn't see it. They the little Mystics. Cody McMahon.
Oh yeah, shout out to her.
And the Fire rode them. I turned it on. It was like a 15-point game, and I said,
that was
turned it off. It's over with.
I saw yesterday because of the smoke. Which is ironic. Chicago Fire. Not the TV show, the soccer team for Major League Soccer. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Vancouver Whitecaps. Used to play in the same stadium that the BC Lions played in back in the day.
Okay.
That's where Vancouver plays. They're trying to move the team. The Vancouver fans are having none of it. They're fighting it. They're trying to save our caps is what they're saying. I'm with them.
They need to take the Grizzlies and move them back.
Yeah, do that too while you're at it. Why not? No, but MLS was going to, this was supposed to be their marquee game because Chicago and Vancouver, two pretty good teams. That was going to be their big, like, we're back from the World Cup. Come on and watch Major League Soccer. Had to postpone it because it's in Chicago and all the air quality was terrible. So good start. That's nothing. I'm saying, other than the Mets Phillies last night,
nothing
a lot going on.
Yeah.
So this is the somebody, I don't want to say the nadir of sports, but that's kind of where we're at today. It's like
somebody's in the chat say volleyball was going on.
Volleyball? Yeah. What volleyball? I'm not in on volleyball. I don't. Please. I'm not against it. Just educate me because I don't know.
Well, it's some professional volleyball league.
We talking indoor? Or we talking outdoor?
Outdoor.
Oh, the beach volleyball.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is. The only reason I'm remotely like I know a little bit is because Cam Irwin, like,
oh, you're co-host on the Big Ten tailgate.
Like, broadcast it. She like play-by-plays it.
Okay,
and, like,
very good.
I see her. She like posts on Instagram like she's doing that. So like,
was it the AVP?
AVP.
Hey, okay. I should have had
her come on.
Yeah, well, we could have had volleyball talk. Why not? Of course. Exactly right. All right. So 614-821-9710. That's the phone number. You call in. You can be a part of the show if you want to. We will take your calls throughout the day. Also, yesterday the Blue Jackets put their schedule out. We're going to talk about that. I mean, not going through the whole schedule, but we do have a couple high points from the schedule we'll get to. We'll tell you about those next. T-Bone and Ty.
Rothman and Ice.
How many men signed the Declaration of Independence?
5.
I'll go 6.
I mean, if you add 50, you're correct. It's 56.
Really?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have wildfire smoke out there today, of course, as you've noticed. That'll gradually improve later on today. Until then, though, air quality is very poor. Limit your time outdoors, and when you're driving, have on your car's recirculate button. That's the one with the car with the circular arrow in it. Some scattered showers and storms are possible late today, highs around 90. Better chance of scattered showers and storms comes up late tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on The Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, The Fan. If your kid is complaining about not wanting to go to school, blast the volume on this show. You won't have any more problems. This is T-Bone and Titus.
Yeah, it's Free for All Friday. You can call in 614-821-9710. Is the phone number. We're opening up the phone lines today because we figured, why not? You know what I mean? Do it at least once. And if you know what? If it goes well, maybe we'll do it again.
When did you realize that you had a radio voice?
Me?
Yeah.
Always. No. No. No, honestly, it was I got into radio because I walked into a radio station that I listened to and asked if I could like be a volunteer, like an intern, basically. And I was thinking they were having me go to concerts and events and hand out stickers, like promotional stuff.
Like Jake.
Yeah, like exactly what Jake from State Farm did here. It's exactly right.
Will Howard's
brother. Yeah, they heard comments and he looked like Will Howard's younger brother. So maybe he's Jake Howard. That should be his name. No, but anyway, so like I walked into the radio station thinking I would do that. And they said, the receptionist, Christy, who I will eternally be grateful to, looked at me and said, well, do you want to be on air or do you want to do the street team? Because we have both. Street team was like the promotion stuff. And I said,
you had to make a decision right there in your life.
I want to be on the air. I'm not going to lie. That's why I'm here, is to do that. But I've never done that. She was like, that's okay.
You're willing to work yourself up to the air.
I promise you this sounds made up, but it's real. And I said, I have no experience doing that. I was fresh out of high school. She said, that's okay. We'll teach you. Like, we do that all the time. We have people who come here. They volunteer. It's a Christian radio station.
What do you mean they loved. They teach you.
They had a studio.
Nobody taught me how to be on the air.
Clearly. No, I walked into the studio and she said, yeah, we'll train you. And so then they had me like 3 or 4 times a week for 6 weeks. I went up to the station. I went into a little like room studio with a computer in it. I would play the end of a song. And then I would have the next song loaded up and I'd be like, hey, that was so-and-so. What's up? Hey, my name is Smitty. Ah. And then they would listen to it and go, all right, don't do this. Don't do that. Do this. Don't do that. And then and over time you got better with it. And eventually they said, all right, you can go. First shift I did was like a Saturday morning at 5 a.m. They put me on. Well, I'm on at 6:18 right now, so I guess it's not that different. But I'm saying that they put the worst people on as early as possible is what I was going to say. But they gave me a chance to fail without there being too many listeners. And then that's how I like grew in confidence. Then eventually I got to fill in on, you know, regular shows throughout the week. And then eventually I started doing a full-time shift.
You changed the way you talk.
I mean, not really. I sat down in the booth and I started talking and I realized, well, I just come in here and say, hi guys, how's it going? Like you have to project a little bit.
You did that?
Well, like the first time I sat down, I didn't know what to do. And then you start talking and you hear what it sounds like and you go, oh, okay. And I figured it out. And I found my voice. This is how I talk now all the time. My wife, in fact, tells me all the time at home, you're not on the radio. You don't have to do this. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. Because I'll be sitting there like, the macaroni and cheese was delicious. And in fact, it's in my top three macaroni and cheeses. And she's like, that's not needed.
Do you miss the name Smitty?
Not really. I mean, it was just the name that popped into their heads.
I like that your generic Jonathan Smith from Pocahontas is your birth name.
Yeah.
No, that would be a terrible radio name.
John Smith, right. So every place I've ever worked, they're like, well, we can't call him that. That's a non-star. That's never going to work. That's not happening. Did we both play those at the same time?
Double buzzer.
All right, I'll let you handle the buzzer.
Do you want to take our first caller? I'm trying. So
who is it?
We have not prepared for this at all whatsoever.
No, clearly not.
I don't know how to type you guys a message to say who's on the phone.
Well, hey, you typed in the little chat thing there.
Oh, was it working?
Yeah, I saw it.
Because I type it and it just disappears.
Oh, I see. I see what you typed.
But this is our guy, Alex the King from the YouTube
chat. Wait, Dylan, while we're working this out on the air, let me see if I can put him on. Because if I can do it, then that's good.
Okay.
Let me try it. If I can't, then you do it. All right.
This is terrible, by the way.
All right. Alex, are you there?
Ooh.
Yes, can you hear me?
What's up, Alex? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning. Go to hell. How are you guys?
Yeah, there we go. I like that. Good morning.
Tortillas.
That's what you get for good morning, go to hell. I just decided that's the sound we're getting for that.
Awesome. I got a chuckle when I called in the screener and I said, I want to talk about Baker Mayfield, so sorry, Dylan.
Instantly through, it appears. Instantly through. That's the secret code word to get in.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight somebody.
All right, so what do you want to say about Baker Mayfield today, bud?
Look, I'll keep it short and sweet because Dylan has been hating on Baker Mayfield, and I just don't understand why. All he does is elevate franchises. He was in Cleveland. He ended a playoff drought of 18 years, won their first playoff game in 26 years. He helped change a culture that was synonymous with losing. And then, unfortunately, Cleveland being Cleveland, they mucked that up and they sent him he goes to Tampa where everyone expected, oh, he's going to succeed Tom Brady. He's going to drop off. No, he elevated his game. He elevated Tampa Bay. He led them to division titles, playoff wins. He has had some of the best passing numbers of his career. He didn't replace Tom Brady just to be Tom Brady. He replaced him by being the best version of himself. Two franchises, two turnarounds. He deserves a lot more respect in my eyes. I'll leave it to you.
Alex, I agree with you.
Alex, you watching the quarterback thing on Netflix, aren't you?
Yeah, he is. Alex, I'll tell you what. Number one, great first call. Great to have you be the initiator on the calls today. Also, I'm going to add, thank you for all the contributions in the YouTube chat because it you bring a lot to the show. So thanks for that, buddy. We really appreciate it. But yeah, I'll tell you what, like, I love the fact that there is so much passion around Baker Mayfield, and I love the fact that Dylan hates Baker Mayfield's guts.
Yeah, number one.
That's passion. That's still passion.
Point one, Baker Mayfield can go to hell. Okay, we'll start with that.
Sure, okay.
Number two, he said he's elevated two franchises. Let's not forget there's been four franchises, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Fair.
Also, he elevates your franchise if your franchise's expectations are 1 inch off the ground. Yes, he raised Brown's expectations. Congratulations. One playoff win. Yeah. That's what he raised the Browns' expectations to. Cool.
Yeah. Exactly,
I'm glad people bring that up.
It's also since we've had one playoff. Well, no, we haven't. We lost to the Texans. So he's still the hype.
I'm just saying, if you're a Browns fan and you're like, you know what, all I want to do is win one playoff game sometimes, then yeah, cool. Sorry, Baker Mayfield left. But if your expectations are a little higher than that,
how many playoffs games did he win with Tampa Bay? Two?
Maybe. I don't know. Divisional at best.
Was it even that?
I'm not sure.
He's got the one. Didn't they beat Philly 1 year?
Mm.
And then that's it. I think one. I'm going to go with one.
All right. I mean, I you know what? I got to be honest. I wasn't prepared for like a lot of Baker Mayfield hot takes. I'm just going to say, I think Baker's, I'm glad he's not part of the Browns anymore. I'm just going to say that. Just because I feel like what you would end up with is a slightly better version of this Browns team that would still not be getting over the hump. So I don't think he's ever the guy that's going to get you over the hump.
2024, personally. They lost to Washington in the divisional round. 2023, okay. they beat Philadelphia in the first round, then lost to Detroit.
Yeah. So he has one in Tampa, one in Cleveland.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. By the way, the Blue Jackets released their schedule. Did you see how they did it? The schedule release that they put out there?
Can't say I did.
Okay. They had like, it was, I don't want to say it was like a, it wasn't quite, it was a live action version of like a Toy Story kind of thing. So they took toys essentially to do the schedule release. So they had a like Union soldier, like a Civil War soldier figurine, and they were having him, you know, fight different little toys and stuff. And that was part of like who they were playing essentially was how they kind of did their schedule. So I like that the NHL is even having like schedule release videos. It's not as elaborate, it feels like, as the NFL stuff, because the NFL props this stuff up for like months at a time of like, here's a little something for you. Here's a little glimmer into what the schedule is going to be. But this was a well done video by the Blue Jackets. I like it. So yeah, that's fine. Are you excited for the Blue Jackets to be back playing hockey, Tyvus? Where I think we're like 76 days away, I believe is where we're at.
Yeah. I have had a change of heart on the Blue Jackets. Obviously, I wasn't the biggest hockey fan, but it is something about when they play, how this city, you know, is up for it, and you know, it's when they're playing well, it's unbelievable. So hopefully, I just want them to start off to have a good start. You know, I feel like the last couple of years since I've been paying attention to it, it just hasn't gone well. I mean, especially last year,
you know what?
People were saying it was the funeral and like a month into the season. And well, I'm like, man,
they had to fire a coach midway through the year. We're talking to one coach halfway through the year. We start talking to another coach. That's not a great season. But yeah, the Jackets, I will just add a couple like of the schedule highlights. Obviously, October 1st, they start off with a home game against Buffalo. But I always look to see when the like holiday games are, just to like, if you're, you know, a lot of people buy like, for Christmas or the holiday season, they'll buy a gift of Blue Jackets tickets. If you want to do that, Oilers coming to town on December 27th. That's a Sunday. That is at 5 p.m. So
McJesus coming right after Christmas.
Yeah, if Connor McDavid is in town, I mean, that could be if he's healthy, you know, and he's playing, could watch him play. The New Year's Eve game is also interesting because that's the Washington Capitals at 2. So there you go. 2 p.m. on New Year's Eve. So you can go to the Jackets game and then go out and, I don't know, we don't drop a ball here like they do in New York City, but you can do your New Year's Eve celebration. You can still get to those. What are you fine with that?
Go to Brothers and then throw up in the trash can right outside of it.
That's right.
That's saying that from experience.
No, of course not. This, I want to just add briefly, did you guys see that Steve Yzerman got demoted by the Red Wings? This is so Stevie Y, legendary Red Wings player, like one of, I think, 9 players that they have in their circle of honor, whatever. Like, I mean, he is a legend in Detroit as a player. Went off as a GM, ran Tampa, helped them, I believe, get to a title, get a Stanley Cup.
Okay.
So then Detroit was like, let's bring him here. Because if he could win there, he could win here. Well, I think he's been there 6 or 7 years now. And the Yzer plan, as they called it, not going well.
Sound like Paul DePodesta.
It's been bad. It's been a lot of like, trust us, the kids are going to play, and when the kids get here, they're going to be great. Well, they haven't been.
Sound like him and Paul DePodesta, the same people.
No, what Bone just said sounds like the Blue Jackets.
Well, so here's what's interesting.
Yeah, that's fair, too.
Here's what's interesting. Did you remember the story from the Red Wings earlier? I don't know what the reasoning was. I haven't heard an official why they did this, but clearly, to demote a club legend like that, a team legend, you know it's bad. And it had been. Like, Red Wings fans had been mad at this dude.
Trying to get worn out.
Bingo. Dylan Larkin coming out earlier this offseason and saying, trade me. I don't want to be here. I'm the captain of the team, kid from, like, I think Grosse Pointe, Michigan, like a suburb of Detroit, basically. Grew up a Red Wings fan, saying, yeah, I played here. I don't want to be here anymore. And a lot of it was rumored to be because his relationship with Yzerman. So the fact that essentially the club chose a good player, Dylan Larkin's a great player for them. I don't know if he's not the type of player Steve Yzerman was. Very few players are. But they essentially said, we don't care about your playing days. We don't care about how much, you know, legacy you have. As a GM, you're not getting the job done. And it appears you and our star player don't like each other. So they...
Yeah, this was bad news.
They kicked him up to the front office and said, they said, you're going to have like an advisory role with the owner. You're not going to be a part of things now.
So they are doing this in an attempt to keep Dylan Larkin.
Sounds a little bit like that.
That's what I was going to say. This is bad news for anyone who thought they were in the Dylan Larkin sweepstakes.
Well, I mean, I don't think the Jackets ever were. But yeah, the other teams that thought they were.
Are Detroit going to try to send a trade package for Zach Werenski?
Well,
I'm over that.
I
don't care. Whatever.
I mean,
do whatever you want.
I'm not over it. I mean,
whatever.
I'm not over that. I would like to keep, you know, Zach Werenski. But yeah, I get it. I get the frustration. It's been a hell of an offseason already. So yeah, would love it if the Jackets could make a few more moves. Hopefully they can. But most of the big free agent names are gone at this point. So yeah, we'll find out. College football, not the only sport that's looking at expanding. We'll tell you about it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Besides the typical slowdowns we're used to seeing in New Albany, 161 and 62, we're just really battling those smoking conditions out on your roads this morning. Be aware of your surroundings. Keep your windows completely closed and make sure that recirculation button in your car is turned on. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. One of these men is bald and fat. The other is T-Bone. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, we're taking your calls. 614-821-9710. It's a free-for-all Friday. Best week in sports radio. I figured, why not? Let's take a few calls. We've got Eddie who wants to talk about quarterbacks, right? Eddie, what's up, man? How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Bone, how are you doing?
Good, man.
Good. So, not to just ride on Alex talking about quarterback, there was an article circulating yesterday. I think John Gruden went on Cam Hayward's podcast because every player's got a podcast these days. But they were talking to him about the new QB class. And I thought Gruden brought up an interesting point about how he thinks a lot of these QBs, they aren't regressing. They aren't progressing. They're regressing. And he attributed it partially to the transfer portal, basically saying these kids aren't settling into a program. And by kids, honestly, I mean adults, athletes. But they aren't getting the chance to settle into a program. They're learning new schemes. And when they get to the NFL, they don't know how to read a defense. They don't know how to read coverage and make adjustments or audible. They go up and they clap snap. So I'm curious, A, you guys think that's accurate, and B, what is going to be done to help that? Because if I'm the NCAA, I care about putting out a good product. If the NFL doesn't like the QBs they're getting, who cares? I care about making money. So here's what you guys think about that.
I will tell you this. I don't know about the first point. Tyvus, I'll let you speak to that.
Well, I just did a whole thing on the UCSS about this on Wednesday. Wednesday, that was my hot take, was that I was like, the value of the running back position is at an all-time high because these young quarterbacks don't know how to read defenses and all that. Now, my person that I used was Caleb Williams. Everybody's like, well, how is it that Caleb Williams went from a guy who some people was like, it's not there after 1 year, and then he gets Ben Johnson, and now all of a sudden he's a top 10 quarterback. It's like, well, they also had the third in rushing last year. So I think the run game is important. But, you know, when you look at the quarterback position, I mean, in college it's like this, and this was what I said about this, because I said the same thing. I said that in college, you don't have the luxury anymore of, hey, you're going to sit here for a while and you're a five-star guy, you're going to sit for a couple of years and then you'll learn under our system and then boom, we'll put you in. That's not the case. A lot of these guys is coming in and I need to play like now, because if I don't play like now, I'm hitting the transfer portal. So now what's happening is the coaches, to me personally, I think is they have to now dumb down the playbook. So a lot of the times, when you talk about quarterbacks not being able to read defenses, you'll watch a college game and you'll see that thing where the whole offense looked to the sideline first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the coach that read the defense for him and saying, all right, they in this, this is what you run. So yeah, like it simplifies a lot to where now you've been in that system and you had that coach doing that for you for so many years. You go to the NFL and it's like, we don't do that.
We
disguise defenses over here and you don't know what we in. I can't really help you.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to go through your progression and see where that safety's going, find your movement key and all those things. And that's why it's taking these guys so long. Even a guy like Patrick Mahomes said it took him like 2.5 years to really learn all NFL defense, how to read an NFL defense. So to me personally, that's why it is, because you got guys that want to play right now, and these college coaches have the pressure of getting these kids on the field right now, that it's like, well, we got to do what we can to get them out there now. And that's basically running the play for them.
I will say, as Eddie's other point, which was, doesn't the NCAA care? Doesn't college football care about the product they're putting on the field? You know, aren't they going to want to try to make that better? No, they don't. I'll tell you flat out right now, they do not care. They care about one thing and one thing only. Do you tune in every week, and do these numbers keep going up? The answer on that is yes. And I don't know where the breaking point is. I'm not against the transfer portal. I'm not against guys getting paid. I do obviously understand there's a limit to how much college football fans will accept that when it comes to, you want to know who the guys are that are on the field. You want to feel like you're familiar with the team. If every 3 months or, you know, every season, basically, you feel like those guys are all going to disappear and I don't want to get too attached, that makes it a little more difficult to sell college football, I think, long term. But so far, it hasn't affected the numbers. The numbers are still high. People still watch. And the quality on the field against the best opponents is still relatively good, right? Yeah. Like you watch Ohio State and Indiana play. I don't think that game wasn't like that was a terrible game. 14, it was two very 14, good was defenses.
14-17 final?
Yeah, it was two very good defenses and two quarterbacks who have some ability, but obviously have some limitations too. It wasn't, I'm just saying, but it was two great defenses, a lot of veterans and seniors on those teams. Now, if I go watch a random, I don't know, Big 12 game in the middle of October, is it going to be as well played as that one? Of course not. I know that. But also, go watch a random NBA game in the middle of January. It's not going to be as well played as the ones in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
That's that. So I don't think they care about that. I think they care that when they tell you to tune in for the big games on Big Noon Kick or on ESPN and ABC at 7:30 on Saturday night, the ones that are at the end of the season in November, December, and January, if those numbers are good, the NCAA, as much as they would like to probably limit some of this, one, they can't, and two, they're not going to, because even if they could, it's not affecting the product right now. Mm-hmm. in a way that makes any, you know, monetary sense for them. By the way, speaking of college football, talking about expanding and all that, I saw that Gianni Infantino, who runs the FIFA World Cup and all of FIFA, you know, they expanded the tournament, Tyvus. This last time, 2022, there were 32 teams in the World Cup.
Okay.
This time there were 48.
Oh, wow.
So they expanded quite a bit. And
Jamaica didn't make it.
No. Mm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your guys. We're too focused on bobsled.
I looked this up the other day, but I already forgot the number. How many teams are like in FIFA?
Oh, well, I mean, it's every country that has. So, I mean, it's like over 150. I think there's like, what are there, like 200 countries in the world, 209 like official countries?
Yeah, there's 211 National Association football teams officially registered with FIFA.
Something crazy about FIFA? This is why FIFA's so corrupt. Did you know, like, if you're, I don't know, like, pick the smallest country you can think of. Like, is Burkina Faso, is that a country? I feel like that's a country. Like, if you have a soccer federation in a tiny little country like that, or like Cape Verde, they have 500,000 people that live there. They have one vote on the FIFA, like, when it's time to vote for FIFA stuff, they get one vote. China, with over 1 billion people. India, with over 1 billion people. One vote. Like, tiny little countries get the same voice, which I guess you can view that as good or bad or whatever, but that's like, so
I didn't know you didn't believe in equality, Bo.
Man. It's fine, but what I'm telling you is this.
What's it called?
What I'm telling you.
Electoral votes.
It is. There you go. It is. No. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that these countries are corrupt, but they have found in the past that FIFA might find that there's a corrupt guy who runs, like, say, oh, I don't know, Trinidad and Tobago. This guy named Jack Warner, who used to run that, he would get all the Caribbean countries together and say, they're going with me. So if you want the Caribbean countries vote, like imagine if you could get 10, you know, United States and China's to vote on something, that'd be a pretty big deal. Well, you can effectively do that if you get all the little Caribbean nations to do that. That's what he did. Mm. And so then people would pay him money and then he would get all those people to vote with him. And so he had a lot of power. So even though like not a lot of like people that were actually in those countries,
he manipulated the system.
Yeah. And then he's been found to be corrupt and got kicked out of FIFA. And yeah,
shocker.
Go figure. Anyway, they want to expand this tournament from 32 to 48. Now they want to go to 64. So by 23rd.
Jamaica better be in.
I mean, Tyvus, it sounds like to me that T-Bone doesn't think that Caribbean countries like Jamaica and Puerto Rico
deserve the same amount of say.
That's what I just heard.
But you can't let corruption happen. That's what I'm saying. You got to watch it. Reds made a big move yesterday. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, according to our ODOT cameras, the hazy, smoky conditions seem to be getting worse in Delaware County. Right now, you're looking at 3/4 of a mile of visibility out there. So places like 71 at 36 by Sunbury, 71 at Lewis Center Road getting really dicey. Looking at that 71 Gemini Place and even 71 at 270, folks, we want to make sure drivers are taking it nice and easy, going slow, being cautious out there with these conditions. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Traffic.
Compliment and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Just a reminder, Tyvus thinks all pizza tastes the same. Also a reminder, Tyvus was born without taste buds. You're listening to Bone and Tyvus.
All right, we're taking your calls, 614-821-9710. It's a free-for-all Friday. Tyvus, here's the thing. I was looking in the YouTube chat, had a bunch of people asking, what's the topic? What are we calling in about? Listen, the children yearn for the minds. The people yearn for a topic on the phone lines.
Okay.
They need a topic.
Okay. What you tell them? Give me a topic.
Could we throw out a sports topic? Could we throw out a sports topic? Of course we could. Will we throw out a sports topic?
That's just not how this show works.
Have you ever listened to this show? That is not what we do.
Maybe in the fall. Maybe we go there in the fall, but you know, not how we roll.
Here's what I'm throwing out today. You tell me if you like this. I give you for the rest of your life, it's free. You can get whatever you want there whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to survive on fast food for the rest of your life.
One place?
One place. One restaurant. Now, here is my caveat.
Fast food?
Has to have a thru.
Okay.
So
I got my answer.
Not all Chipotles have a drive
thru. No.
Before you answer, keep in mind this caveat. This is your only form of sustenance for the rest of your life. Other than, I guess you can forage or hunt. So if you're good at that, then you can go out and gather berries or take down a deer, but you have to process it and cook it yourself.
I got it.
But if you are going to buy food, it's only from this place. And here's the thing. If they go out of business, you're on your own.
I don't think they'll go out of business.
Okay. What is your answer on that?
Sheets or Buc-ee's?
Are we counting Sheets as
fast
food?
That's surprising coming from you. Yeah,
are we counting?
Sheets is the Cheesecake Factory of gas stations.
Sheets, okay.
They got a large menu.
Sheets does have drive-thrus.
I know.
Okay.
Look, he like, dang.
Okay.
I think that's what qualifies a fast food place, is if it has a drive-thru or not. So for all the people that say Panera is fancy, it no longer is. They've come to the dark side of fast food.
Yeah. Well, all right. Fine. Sheets. You know what? Panera has a drive-thru. I can give you that. You're going to go with, Buc-ee's does not have a drive-thru, so that's out. So you do have to go with Sheets.
Sheets
has, you can get salad there.
I know you can. You can get everything.
You can, because I know you're trying to eat healthy. Definitely not going to eat.
I'm not eating no salads right now. Ain't eating no lettuce today.
unless
you want to look like Dumb and Dumber with both feet up in the air holding the side of the commode, I ain't doing that.
So I guess the amount of people that have had this parasite explosive diarrhea has increased exponentially in the past few days, and I want to take personal blame because I told people the other day to avoid a head of lettuce and go for the shredded lettuce, but it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Yes.
It's the opposite.
I was playing a dangerous game when I went to Jersey Mike's then. You know, my pops told me a long time ago that you should avoid shredded stuff because, like, when you go use the bathroom, it come out like that, you know.
I've never.
That's what he said.
That's why I don't trust corn. What's going on with corn? Why is it not digesting? It can't be right for the human body.
That's fair.
The band, not the actual salad. Corn. But I'm with you. Corn is, that's a surprise.
It's corn.
Because I don't eat corn very...
I forgot about the corn thing.
I forget every time I eat corn, and then suddenly I'm reminded of it a couple days later, and I'm like, oh, there we go. Yeah. When did I have Chipotle?
Diverticulitis?
You?
No. You seem like you're familiar with it.
My in-laws have it.
So. Oh, wow, thanks. Good for putting their HIPAA violation right out there. That's nice. I like it. The Reds made a big move yesterday. All-star right-hander Chase Burns, they have agreed with him on a 7-year, $105 million contract extension. So, you know, locking him up before whatever labor disputes are going to happen, I think that's a pretty solid move, actually.
It is. I mean, he's been really good. I remember when he made his debut, was it last year or 2 years ago? And he had to go up against, I want to say it was the Dodgers. And he, like, did really well. And I was like, okay, it's something to this kid.
This is his first full year with the Reds, right? Like, where he started the season.
Correct.
With them. So I think last year he got called up,
and I want to say... I think it was the Dodgers he started off against, and he, like, struck out Ohtani.
Yeah, he had a really good first game.
And then
everyone thought he was going to be the GOAT, and then the second game.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
He's
11-1 with a 2.54 ERA. I mean, that. I'm not saying that's going to – you don't know what's going to happen over the next 10 years. But there is – you do have this little thing coming up with possibly a work stoppage. Possibly a salary cap. I don't know how that's ever going to happen. I don't think the players will ever go for it, but something's going to change with the finances of Major League Baseball. Regardless, it's good to get him locked up now in case maybe rules change down the road. You've already got this grandfathered in, but
yeah,
I like the move.
I mean, there's a lot of teams doing this where they're paying players that essentially haven't done anything yet. Mm-hmm. You're paying them all on potential. Like, this deal is worth like $15 million annually, but like maybe 5 years from now, this deal is going to look like a steal for the Reds.
Yeah.
If he's what people think they are, but it's like you're paying them more early to save money later. But if these guys don't pan out as a team, you look stupid.
Absolutely.
But on the other end, if you outperform your contract as a player, you also look dumb.
Yeah. This is, by the way, for those keeping track, because, you know, the Reds famously love to give out gigantic contracts. The richer contracts than this in Reds history belong to Joey Votto getting 10 years, 225, and Ken Griffey Jr. getting 9 years, $116 million. So those are two guys who are legends. And then now you've got a guy who's in his first full year getting the third richest contract in Reds history. To your point, Dylan, that's like teams are doing this more. It shows you how pervasive it is that a team like the Reds would consider doing it.
Do you think it was good on him to do this before the lockout?
Oh, absolutely. Wait, for his point of view or for the Reds' point of view? For the Reds' point of view, it's great business.
No, for his point of view is what I was saying.
Look, I can't ever...
Is he getting paid during the lockout?
Well, I don't think that's how that works, right? I don't think so. I think if you're locked out, you're not playing. I don't know what that does to your contract. Does it just pause and then you keep it going later? I don't know how that works.
Imagine you get to Nathaniel.
Well, no.
You ain't playing, so why would we
right,
pay?
But I'm saying, like, but lockout, I would, Tyvus? But I wouldn't think they would.
No. The lockout was, by, what happened was the lockout was supposed to be 2020. So 2019, I was with the Broncos. So that 2020, that offseason, it was, save y'all money because it's about to be a lockout for 2019. That was the big message. So 2020 came around, and what happened was they sent every player that was on a roster a vote. You had to vote, either yes or no. And it came back, and everybody picked yes. I said, y'all some suckers. Everybody, they don't want to do X, Y, Z. Don't sign this deal. Don't sign this deal. And when it came back, all the players was like, I need that check. So they signed that deal, and there we are.
By the way, Chase Burns is making $785,000. Again, his deal is 7 years. $105 million.
Snagglepuss is mad at me because I didn't say Zaxby's.
Oh, well, you picked...
The reason being is because
You want variety.
Exactly.
For your fast food. You have to survive on fast food.
Be all chicken.
You have to survive on fast food for the rest of your life.
Man, based off of that, Sheetz was a really good choice.
Sheetz is a good choice.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad because that's the one I would have picked, and now I feel like I'm just copying you, which is, I don't want to do that. So I have to give a little more thought to
But I'm not a role model, so don't worry.
No, that's solidified.
Why are you wearing that shirt? It's a nice shirt. You got your Charles Barkley shirt on today. I like it. It's great. But that's not your MO.
About a role model.
You are when it comes to food takes.
You are.
Yeah.
I look up to you for that.
This solidifies you as the food expert.
I look up to you for that.
All right. We'll
take some more of your calls next. 614-821-9710 on a free for all Friday. And one of the big four sports had a swing and miss when it comes to one of their premier events. We'll tell you about it next. D-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Despite more drivers out on the roads, we are just seeing one incident in New Albany, a disabled vehicle causing some backups. 161 in that eastbound direction at 62. That left lane is blocking traffic, now backing up once again 161 and 62 towards even Hamilton Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The second round of the Open Championship is currently in progress. Lucas Herbert is on top of the leaderboard with a score of 7-under. Keep it here on The Fan all morning for updates. Both the Guardians and Reds are back in action tonight following the All-Star break. The Guards will host the Pittsburgh Pirates up in Cleveland at 7:10. The Reds are in Colorado to play the Rockies with coverage starting here on The Fan just after 8 o'clock after the conclusion of the Buckeye Show. And finally, the World Cup will wrap up this weekend. France will play England tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the third place game. The final between Spain and Argentina will get started Sunday at 3 o'clock. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit BMIFCU.org/visa to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Sometimes when Tyvus wears khaki pants, I can see the outline of his genitals. There's no joke there. It's just an observation.
God, the more I resist, the more intriguing they become. I can't look away.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a good Friday. If you've not looked outside, if you've ever used a smoker, welcome to the Traeger or the Big Green Egg. That's what you got going on out there today. So if you've ever wanted to roast yourself or maybe find out if you too are a pork shoulder or a Boston butt, go outside and stand there for 12 hours and see what happens. You may find that you're delicious.
I think a lot of these people today have been in some, what they call a hot box before. Me, I can't relate, but
you've never done that?
Never, no.
Never,
I
never,
know what it is, but I've never participated.
The hot box is, that's a...
A lot of those people don't. They like, this is nothing.
Because you don't have to smoke to be a part of a hot box. Sometimes you may just find you're in one.
Yeah.
Because you didn't mean to.
Do you know from experience?
Maybe. I may have. I said, oh, this is what's happening. Why is no one getting out of the car? Okay. Well, here we are. Okay. Great.
I didn't smoke it.
No,
it wasn't me.
What is that like?
A contact high?
Is that like 210 instead of 420? Is that like, I wasn't passing it around, but did I get like a 210 on that? Or I don't know what the scanner is for that one. I don't know what they use for it.
Yeah. My girlfriend's a very outdoorsy person. And yesterday evening, I was like, do you want to go outside and breathe in the low quality air? And that's exactly what we did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, today, I think, is going to be worse.
Yeah, I feel like as the day went on, it got worse.
It got worse last night,
because I walked around my neighborhood. I, like, went on a walk after I worked out, and it was fine. But, like, as I was going to bed and, like, as the sun was about to set, like, it was, like, out high, look outside now. And I'm like, wow.
Well, so, I mean, I knew it was bad this morning, because when I get up, obviously, we get up, it's pitch black still. It's dark. Mm-hmm. There's no sunlight out. And so I looked out as I'm pulling out of the driveway, and I see down the end of my street, is fog.
Yes.
What looked like fog. Correct. And I'm like, well, I know it's not foggy. So I knew what that was, is the smoke. And then sure enough, got here and as the sun started coming up, I mean, you could see if you go look at us, if you go watch us on YouTube, the tower cam, it looks like we just put there's just milk just all over the city. Like, it's just gross out.
That's not good. Yeah. Something else I did in the bad air. You know, I was telling you guys that I was looking for a canoe.
Oh yeah,
went up to the Mohican with the daughter and the girlfriend.
Oh yeah, did you go canoeing?
Wait, that was one of the things that somebody suggested.
Someone offered me a canoe, but then it just didn't work out logistically. But okay. Mohican up there, they got it all going on. You just get the canoe right there.
Yeah,
immediately flipped it.
Immediately. That's sad.
Like we did a 3 mile journey. 0.001 miles into the journey.
Oh, clipped the canoe. I went canoeing one time.
It made everyone anxious for the whole thing. It became more about survival instead of having a good time.
right.
It was a really great experience.
And G was with you too?
Yeah, Gianna was in there because she's 7. She's freaking out.
That's what I'm saying.
She could swim, but the whole time, if we even start spinning a little bit, she's freaking out.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, guys. You have no idea.
I went canoeing one time, and I went with my father. So my father, his wife was, well, obviously he remarried. I was in the canoe with her, and my father was in the canoe with her son. And we sitting there, me and her going slow and steady while they rolling. I mean, they was rolling. And right in front of us, out of nowhere, they canoe just tipped over.
Yeah.
And he was couldn't swim. He couldn't swim.
Why are you going in the canoe if you can't swim?
That's part of boating. Is you have to either have life jackets or it is a boat. I mean, it's not like a... It's a boat. It doesn't have like 8 engines on it, but it's a boat still.
This is terrible to say.
You're on the water.
This is terrible to say, but I laughed the whole time. If you could have seen how he was reacting, like he kept like, you just see this body just keep flying in there. Help! But this is the thing. All he had to do was stand up. That's what made it even funny. So I'm sitting there dying laughing at this situation. And he got out of that canoe and the canoe kept going. Like they didn't even go through it. It just kept going down the river.
Oh, man.
They got in our canoe and we finished the trip like that. But I was laughing the whole time and he was so upset and I just could not stop laughing at it.
Luckily for us, it happened so soon that we were able to just get the canoe on land, flip it over and start all over again. So the first mile was just anxious. The second mile was like, how do you steer this thing? The last mile, we finally had it figured out and had a good time.
Well, it was his own fault because he thought he had it figured out. He tried to teach, you got to stick the canoe like this. So when he flipped it, it was so funny because it was like, that's what you get.
Yeah. No, that's me and canoes, obviously not exactly. I'm not really. Back in the day, I did go kayaking once. My wife and I did. We were in Florida, and I forget which beach it was, but they had a thing where you could canoe in the intercoastal waterway, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen those. You know, it's like there's the barrier islands and then there's the mainland of Florida and there's the intercoastal goes up all the way up and down the coast of Florida. And like ships use that, like, giant shipping containers.
Ships?
Well, that's the thing, is because there was an island you could canoe out to and they had like manatees around and that was cool. But getting out there and getting back, I'm in the shipping channel and there's just a giant, you know, boat from China that's got like all the containers on it. And we're like huffing and puffing trying to row. And then we start going in circles because we're rowing the wrong way. My wife is yelling at me. By the way, we were engaged at this point. We almost called the wedding off because we're like, we can't go in the same direction on this boat. What does this mean for our marriage? It turned out it is what it is. We've been married for 20 plus years. So
the same direction?
Well, she was going one way. I thought I was helping. I don't know what. We ended up going in a circle.
I was stupid.
I was in the back. She was in the front. She was mad at me. I was mad at her. And we got over it.
It sounds like something you would do.
100%. I know what I'm doing here.
No,
I would lean into it 100% thinking I had it right and she was actually right and I should just listen to her. That's one of the biggest lessons I learned. Just listen to her. She'll get it right and I'll just follow what she's doing.
Yeah. The common sense of the person in the front is steering the front and the person in the back is steering the back. That escaped me for the first 2/3 of the
trip. I know. Yeah. I honestly wasn't even thinking about it.
And the person in the back basically having to steer the opposite direction that you think you're going.
Yeah.
Like I knew that going in. But actually practicing it, flipping over and going in a couple circles to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly right. Did you hear a noise two times?
Did you let one go?
It wasn't that. Has a spirit entered the chat?
I think that's
Chuck Schumer here on the floor of the Senate? You didn't see that the other day. The guy, one of the like leading Democrats, was up on the Senate floor and he just ripped one. Just let one rip while he was talking. It was great. It was on C-SPAN. It's the most viewership they've ever had. All right, we asked a question earlier. If you could survive, you had to survive on fast food the rest of your life. Caveat is you have to pick one restaurant, and that restaurant, if it goes out of business, you have to forage or hunt. You cannot go anywhere else to get food. So what would you pick? You said Tyvis Sheetz, which is actually, I was thinking it has to have a drive-through. Sheetz, some of the Sheetz locations have drive-throughs.
So yeah. And they're not going out of business because they sell gas.
Well, as you know, that's exactly right. Connor's on the fan. Hello, Connor. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, man.
All right. So I'm a big chicken person. And so I was thinking, you know, what places sell pretty good chicken? Well, my favorite place is probably going to be Chick-fil-A. But if we choose that, we're going to have to do some holy fasting on Sundays.
That's right.
Yeah.
The caveat, though, what I'm thinking, does curbside pickup count as a drive-thru?
I feel like that's cheating. I mean, I know what you're saying, though, because you're right. I guess we could amend the rule to you as long as you can stay in your car, but then that opens up then Olive Garden's on the table and like whatever. I mean, basically any restaurant that's not like a high end steakhouse is pretty much on the table there. So I think we got to keep drive through as the rule.
Okay. Well, obviously you can't choose Taco Bell in these days, but I'd have to go with then like a Popeyes or something.
You're big on the chicken though, is what you're saying, right? So you want to stick with chicken?
Yeah, but I also like a little bit of variety, so I was thinking if we could have like an Applebee's with a drive-thru or something.
Yeah, see, but they don't have them. I don't think.
I'd rather die than eat Applebee's for the rest of my life exclusively. Take me.
Don't worry. They took it away from Polaris.
Take me straight to hell instead of staying on Earth.
They took it from Polaris,
Dylan,
man.
That would be my hell on Earth, is eating Applebee's every day until I die.
Dylan, if they said like, hey, The only restaurant left is Applebee's, and that is what everyone now has. Every restaurant has just become Applebee's.
I forgot what he.
You're telling me you're never eating out again?
What are you getting from Applebee's?
I'm jumping off a cliff.
What did you get that you hate?
No, you're not. You would for like a year.
No.
And then everyone would be like, oh, you know what? That quesadilla burger still slaps. And eventually you'd head back.
It never slapped. I've had it before.
What are you talking about? That's the only thing that was good there, in my opinion. I liked the quesadilla burger, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm low class.
I wanted Connor to say, let a Kanega know.
I did not want that. I just want to be very clear on who wanted what on this show for that effort.
Let a naysayer know.
Naysayer, yeah.
No. L-A-K-K.
By the way, I just realized as we've been doing this little topic, I haven't given you my answer. Dylan, have you given your answer?
No.
Okay, we'll do that next. Plus more of your calls. 614-821-9710. It's a free-for-all Friday. T-Bone and Tyvus on the fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Friday. With the smoky conditions still out there happening throughout the metro, we are starting to see some incidents come into our newsroom. The first one's going to be as you're heading downtown, 71 in that northbound direction, a crash near East Broad Street. So expect some slowdowns. You're getting slower at 18 miles per hour for your speeds over by that 70 and 71 split by Parsons. Also, a heads up for our west side drivers. We are seeing a crash in your area north of West Jefferson, 70 westbound, just passing Hilliard Rome Road. Expect some lane closures out there too. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have wildfire smoke out there today, of course, as you've noticed. That'll gradually improve later on today. Until then, though, air quality is very poor. Limit your time outdoors, and when you're driving, have on your car's recirculate button. That's the one with the car with the circular arrow in it. Some scattered showers and storms are possible late today, highs around 90. Better chance of scattered showers and storms comes up late tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan. Tyvis Powell helped the Buckeyes win a national championship. T-Bone watched Tyvis Powell help the Buckeyes win a national championship. Equally important, you're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
Low testosterone is something that men younger and younger are starting to experience. Maybe your game isn't quite what it used to be. Less energy, less drive, not feeling like yourself. You deserve to feel the best. Be strong in the gym during your workouts like I was yesterday. Ooh-wee. Feel more driven at work or even better in that bedroom. If you have a decrease in libido, you're putting on weight, less productive at the gym, poor sleep pattern, or sad and depressed, I urge you to go to TriStateMensHealth.com and take their low-T quiz. After that, you want to schedule a consult with TriState Men's Health. The initial visit is only $99. There's two locations located in Columbus. One is in Hilliard. The other one's in Westerville. Don't ignore the signs. Call today and take the first step towards feeling better again. Call them today at 800-900-9654. Visit TriStateMensHealth.com. Featured therapies are compounded and have not been evaluated nor approved by the FDA. Provider prescription requires. See website for details.
All right. Topic du jour has been, if you had to survive on a fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, and if that restaurant goes under, by the way, you're foraging or you're hunting?
Well, I'm safe. I got the best answer. I'm waiting.
You picked Sheetz. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't think that would qualify as a restaurant, but my caveat I gave here was they have to make the food, and it obviously has to have a drive-through. There are Sheetz that
check
have drive-throughs.
And check.
Okay. So you know what? That's a great answer. Now, I haven't given my official answer.
Huey Magoo's.
No.
I want to try there. Somebody it's in good. The chat was talking
it's,
about it.
It's good
they
chicken.
Said it's the best chicken ever.
But they're one of those joints that like most of what they do is chicken tenders. So
it's like Cane's.
Similar, but well, they have a bunch of sauces and they will smother your tenders in the sauce.
That is,
so you can get the tenders sauced up and then other sauces. You can dip your sauce tender in another sauce to get double sauce, different sauce. The combinations are endless.
That's how Zaxby's is.
This may sound basic, but I'm going to throw this one out there. Cuz I feel like
McDonald's.
No, but close.
Burger King.
Nope, try again. Locally based.
Taco Bell.
No. Wendy's.
Oh.
Now, here's why.
You know how Dylan feel about them. So
We are neglecting breakfast. I mean,
was going to be my point with mine, but continue.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, because I thought about
neglecting breakfast.
Sheetz has great
breakfast. Okay, not you.
And I'm variety wrong. With the breakfast as well.
Yeah, they do.
You can get a wrap. You can get a bagel.
That's fair.
You can get a burrito, a taco. Whatever you could imagine.
Dylan, did you secretly get a Sheetz sponsorship and I didn't know about it? What's going on?
I've been paid by Sheetz before.
Paid. All right.
That's
fine.
Facts.
Fine. I'm going to say.
You got paid by Sheetz.
Sheetz and Chipotle. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm double your role model, Tyvus.
Man,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm saying, because I initially thought a place like Culver's, because I thought, well, I want to be able to have some sweet treats. I want some ice cream type substance there. That's what they have. They do that. They also have salads. They also have like fish and they have burgers and fries and chicken tenders and all that stuff. But then I thought if I'm ever in the mood for breakfast, I'm going to be limited. Now, Wendy's doesn't have all that variety, but they got the Frosty, which I love. They do have now the Frosty with the mix-ins, which is a lot more variety on that.
But they got a thin chicken patty now.
Not
thin chicken patty.
I know.
Thin JBC.
They do. But it's unlimited and I can get the food whenever I want. So, and it's like, this is with the caveat was it's all free, but this is the only place you can eat from. So I'm picking Wendy's because I've got burgers, chicken, fries. I've got the option to eat some salad if
they
I want
messed
to.
Up the spicy chicken sandwich.
I know but it'll come back.
No,
because Wendy's is smart enough to know that they're gonna bring it back. Don't worry.
Nah, because they still have these trash fries that they have, and they need to bring the ones back from like the late 90s.
I think their fries are I agree with that. I wish they had the fries from the 90s, but their fries are. I'm okay with their fries. I'm just saying I'll go with Wendy's because also they may disappear from everywhere else. They ain't disappearing from Columbus, Ohio. I'll tell you that.
that's
also like it's here. Mm. So I know they're not getting rid of it, but they do have a good breakfast too. I really like their breakfast. So Wendy's is my pick.
Sheetz and Wendy's.
Mine on a similar note, for as much as I crap on this place having like the sixth best breakfast,
McDonald's.
I'm going with McDonald's because of the variety.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it. I thought about breakfast too.
Supersize Me?
That's with all the places, Tyvus. They could have done that with any fast food place, and the results would have been the same.
He almost died.
I have a hot take. It's not a hot take Tuesday, but I'll give it anyway.
They have not the had people the like supersize.
When Morgan Spurlock went in and went to McDonald's, was like, oh my God, everything's so, oh, my fatty triglycerides are up. It's like, yeah, weak. You're not built for this. Like some of us, if we were out on the prairie and you went out and you're like, I can't live on berries and twigs. Well, then you're dead. So you can't survive. The modern place that we have now, we don't have berries and twigs and, you know, hunting bison. We have McDonald's everywhere. I can survive fine on McDonald's. I'm doing it right now. So I'm just saying, if you're not built for the modern era, maybe that's evolution telling you something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
For as much as every morning I would be like, man, I would rather have Bojangles or Wendy's or Chick-fil-A or White Castle or Burger King. And I could just keep going on.
What's wrong
on breakfast places that I'd rather have than McDonald's.
That is my...
They have the variety. They have a bunch of ice cream choices.
Yes, they do. When like, it's working. When it's working.
That's a big caveat.
That's a problem.
The one by my house works often. And I'm not saying where it is because I don't want a bunch of people to go there and break the ice cream machine.
Grove City. He doesn't live in Grove City. I'm just kidding.
But the one by me, I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah. I will say the one thing about McDonald's that I did think about is now they brought those fried apple pies back.
Mm-hmm.
Why are those limited time?
I had one of them.
What'd you think?
Popeye's is better.
I'm saying, is it better than the baked apple pie that McDonald's has had for?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's my point. Is you fixed it. Bring that back. Let us. You can keep the baked ones for the idiots who want that.
Last time we went, and I was like, Popeye's is just go. You get that one from Popeye's. It is fresh.
Does Popeye's have a Big Mac? That's the problem, is that if I want a Big Mac, I can go there and get that with the large fry and the drink and then throw in a fried apple pie.
I mean, I'm going with sheets still.
Fried apple pie.
I'm waiting on somebody to change my mind.
When has baked ever been better than fried? Never is the answer.
Well, it depends on if you're promoting a healthy lifestyle. You know.
Stop it. Who's doing that?
Like,
you're not doing that.
Everybody hates Chris.
I'm going to this Huey Magoo's. It's actually right on because he said it's off of 23 by 270.
They're putting one in?
No, he said it's in Worthington. That's where it is.
Oh, it's there.
So the funny thing is I get off that exit every day when I'm leaving here to go home from work. Okay. I mean, going home. So all I got to do is turn right instead of go left.
But there's a show, Everybody Hates Chris. It's pretty old, so most people have probably seen it. It's about Chris Rock's. It's a sitcom about his childhood. There's an episode where the mom is trying to promote a healthy lifestyle, and she puts the fried chicken in the oven. And the dad's like, I don't want baked fried chicken. And that's exactly where I'm at. If I'm coming over to your house for dinner and you bake your chicken, I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, because it's called fried chicken for a reason. It needs to be fried. Stop baking the fried.
That's the way God intended it to be.
Exactly, right.
It's in gravy.
All right, let's get some of your calls. 614-821-9710. We are taking calls this morning on a Welcome to the Meat Smoker Friday, where you can get out there and just enjoy becoming a tenderized piece of meat in our smoky environment. Downtown Dad is on the line.
Oh,
hello,
wow.
Dad. Good morning.
Morning, boys, and go to hell.
Hey, there we go. I like it. That's good. Thank you.
So how are you guys doing today?
Good.
First of all, hold on. Let me start by saying congratulations on your numbers.
Oh.
Fantastic numbers.
I mean.
Man, he's hip to the game.
Are you hip to the game? Are you hip to the game? Are you checking in? What's going on? Good for you. I didn't know Dad had access to the numbers, but good for you. Yeah, thank you for that, Dad. We appreciate it. They're doing well. It's all you guys, all you listeners doing that.
Had nothing to do with those numbers, though. I thought they were
that's numbers, right?
True. Yeah, JP. Yeah. Shout out to JP.
Okay. Yeah. Your check from Josh is in the mail.
You may need to take a couple lessons. You're on your way. You're sitting with a good guy in the chair one, all right? Good man there, okay? So, but you're in good hands.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Downtown Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on with you today?
Just sitting out here smoking myself, chipping some balls.
Perfect.
Chipping some golf balls.
Yes.
Most people know I'm a huge golfer. So
just make sure you hold on to the club.
Oh, the club, man.
Okay, Tyvus. Thank you.
You've seen Tyvus' highlights.
I'm good with the shafts. It's okay. I'm like a solid grip.
Yeah, you got it. You got to have a solid grip. You got to hang on to that thing. Everyone knows that. You can't just be out here willy nilly with it. Yeah.
And he is the only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
That's right.
Right. Exactly. So I really didn't have anything to really call in about. I was just going to call in. But the guy asked me what I was going to call up, you know, talk about. I said, nothing really. I mean, what's this show about?
Nothing.
Nothing really.
Nothing really, exactly.
So, you know, I said, I'll give you my, I guess, fast food, right?
Yeah. Which one could you live on?
I am contractually obligated to say McDonald's. Yeah. And our friend, our mutual friend, Fawn, would also have to say McDonald's because she is also contractually obligated to say McDonald's.
Hold on.
Because we both, yeah.
Downtown Dad, you have access to the numbers and you have a sponsorship deal with McDonald's? I am not aware of your guy.
Man,
no kidding. I didn't know.
I'm just dude.
Hey. Did you get tickets to the World Cup final too?
Hey.
Just living my life right now. This is great. I don't even see the numbers. I don't know what they look like. You got a deal with McDonald's. You see the numbers and apparently you're going to the World Cup final. I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
I keep getting told by the McDonald's Corporation that the check's in the mail. So, I mean, I got
a check from McDonald's before, so.
You did? I forgot about that.
You get checks from, like, five different places. How do you not have a plan? First of all, and second of all, I think you're going to be over 300 pounds by the time we talk next
That's
year.
That's right. We're working on it. The heaviest show on the radio.
I'm going to check on how you work out, too, and from what I hear, it's not much of a workout. It's more of a talk out.
Downtown Dad, we got to run. Be good, all right? Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Bye.
See you, buddy. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, three. There is. No
I like more. How he said, how do you get all these checks and not have a car? That's spot on. Spot on.
Hey, you know, you got it. It's not in the budget.
It should be in the budget. All right. Did LeBron give any hints about where he's going? He's talked to the media yesterday. He was actually on a podcast. We'll tell you what he said in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Lots of impacts to the roads on this Friday morning with those smoky and hazy conditions out there, including for our friends in Delaware County, looking at 3/4 of a mile of visibility only if you're stepping out the door. Be careful. Thankfully, your drive times 71 south, even 23 south are still looking okay. And for our friends in Aetna checking in as well, also seeing some lower visibility. You're looking great. 70 westbound as well as 40 westbound to head downtown. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus has a bum wrist from playing football. Bone has a bum wrist from opening the heavy doors at Sheetz. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
I tried to tell you yesterday. You didn't want to listen to me. You're texting us, Tyvus, during we get off the air, group chat. Oh, man. LeBron James is speaking to the podcast at 1 p.m.
Fanatics.
It's that Fanatics Fest that I can't.
And it was his own podcast.
I thought it was Tyrese Halliburton's podcast.
No, it was
Tyrese Halliburton was hosting.
He was the guest co-host of LeBron's the Game, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so that was LeBron's own podcast. Okay, so at Fanatics Fest, which is going on in New York, and yes, that's the Fanatics that whenever you order a jersey, and then it shows up 6 weeks later than you wanted it, and it's the wrong size, and has a giant stripe across it that wasn't supposed to be there. That company that's ruined all of our clothing that we buy for sports merchandise, their idiot owner, guy who runs the thing, he does a big pat himself on the back fest every year in New York City at the Javits Center, where he brings in, I mean, he gets everyone. He gets Tom Brady there. He gets LeBron James there. He gets all the guys.
Every WWE wrestler.
Yeah, I saw J.J. Redick was in the audience for this podcast with his sons. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he was sitting in the audience with his sons because his sons wanted to go there because, you know, you get to meet all these people. And they're
the decision, part two.
I guess.
All he did was make you waste an hour. Last time it was 29 minutes. This time it's an hour.
I told you.
I didn't watch it.
Well, good news.
We live in a society where all you got to do is check Twitter.
I didn't watch it either. It was live streamed, but I don't think they released it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
right. You could watch it live, but it's not like you can't get the podcast until whatever the fest. I don't know if it's over today or if it was over yesterday, but whatever that ends, they're going to put the podcast out so you can listen to the whole thing. So anyway, everybody there said he, you know, Tyrese Halliburton basically was like, so, Bronny, where are you going, buddy? And he's like, thought we talked about this behind backstage. We're not doing that. And then he pretty much said, I'm not ready to let you guys know what's going to happen yet. So
he's going to Golden State.
Why wasn't Tyrese Halliburton be like, okay, here's why you should come to the Indiana Pacers?
He did say that.
Well, he did, yeah.
And he sent them two laughing emojis.
He said that he tried to woo him early on and said, come over to the Pacers. We're ready for you. And LeBron responded with two laughing, crying emojis. And that was it. So that he was like, I pretty much knew then we're out on that.
You know,
so here's why I bring all this up. I told you guys yesterday, LeBron's not making this decision until after the World Cup's over.
Well, you know, after this, did you see where on Cauchy how the Warriors took the lead?
I know.
Well, but I don't, think now he's back to the Cavs.
Cauchy is so compromised. Why is anybody? Did you see? I mean, again, we're not getting into the politics of this, but like the guy, this has just come out the other day.
Oh, as of today.
The guy who runs the teleprompter for the president of the United States. That guy was apparently placing Cauchy, whatever they're called, wagers, picks, whatever they are. He was placing wagers on what would be in speeches that the president was giving. This guy runs the teleprompter so he could read what's in the damn speech.
That's wild.
That's wild. How is that allowed?
Being able to predict what we're going to talk about on this show on Cauchy.
If we had a Cauchy thing that was like... Is T-Bone going to forget to do the fan poll? Just every day, it's a solid 100% yes, that's going to happen because I'm dumb. The point is, like, Cauchy sucks because that's there. You can manipulate this stuff, and I don't think that's cool. And it's not about who the president is. It's about the fact that that thing is unregulated, and anybody can get on there and put anything on there, and there's really no checks and balances to it. So, Tyvus, to your point, maybe he is going to go to Golden State. Maybe someone who knows this is... putting in a bunch of money because they know it's going to happen. Or
Golden
maybe
State is in the league with 33% to Cleveland 32.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really close.
No, but Cleveland was in the lead. And then I know
now is back to 33-33.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So as one of the biggest LeBron apologists in the world, I decided yesterday that I'm going to think of LeBron differently if he doesn't come back to Cleveland.
Oh,
what?
If he doesn't come back to Cleveland,
you better get ready to start thinking of him differently. Because
what are you going to say about this?
I told you a month ago, or maybe 2 months ago by now, that he was going to go to state. I laid out the reasons why, which is he'll say exactly what I told you. And you'll be like, dang.
Well, for people who missed it.
LeBron?
For people who missed it, what were the reasons?
He is big into his family. His wife's don't want to leave L.A. His daughter's in school in L.A. She's got her volleyball thing going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think he never travels without his family. So to compromise, he goes to Golden State, which is a small helicopter ride away.
Yep.
And
or private jet or whatever.
To oppose to if he goes to Cleveland.
That makes a lot of sense.
For all those reasons, that's why when the offseason started, I thought he was just staying in L.A. for all the reasons that Tyvus just said. So then when he said he was leaving, Golden State made sense to me, but I feel like there's no other way to end his career than in Cleveland. And if you remember the letter in 2014, he mentions that he wanted to finish his career in Cleveland. And honestly, if Golden State gets LeBron, are they more of a championship contender than the Cavs? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No.
But You're arguably the best player playing with the best shooter of all time. He's always admired Golden State and Steve Kerr and everything that they've done over there.
You know what it feels?
And he doesn't owe Cleveland anything. Once he won that championship, he was like, all right, I've done what I promised. Now I can do whatever I want to do. And he's not, that's just the space that he's in.
If he goes to Golden State, I would equate it from the music side of things. You know when there's like a really successful band and you enjoyed the band and all that stuff. And then they got a lead singer who kind of maybe gets out of the band, starts another band, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. At some point, there's like the super group that forms where they'll get, oh, hey, this lead singer and that guitar player. And like, that's what Golden State will be to me. It's like, oh, look, we finally get to see these very talented people work together. Mm-hmm. That'll be an interesting project.
Right.
It's not going to be better than like the stuff they did before.
And then
it's not going to replicate what the Warriors did or the Cavs did back in that, you know, 2015 to 2018, 2014 to 2016, that era. Like that time frame is not going to be replicated by this if you join these two guys up.
Well, like, I just think that in his mind, he probably feels like he can still dominate because we've seen what he did in the playoffs. So you put that and mix that with a guy who is unbelievable from the 3-point line like that. Well, people will say it ain't going to work, but I mean, you got two guys that can't be stopped. It could. Yeah. It could still put them in the fold, and I think he'll have a ton of fun there.
Jimmy is on the fan phone line, 614-821-9710, if you want to join him. Jimmy, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, bud. What's on your mind?
My honest opinion, I think that I would like to see LeBron come back to Cleveland and finish up his career here at home. And but I got to go with Tyvus, and I think he's going to go to Golden State.
Yeah, man, I think a lot of us would like to see him finish his career up in Cleveland. I mean, I think it would make a lot of sense. It'd be a nice little bow on the story, all that stuff. But
right,
yeah, reading the tea leaves now, it feels like Golden State's where he's going to end up.
Yeah, you know, and I've never seen I followed LeBron all through his career. I'm almost 70 years old, and I followed him through ever since he was like 17 years old. And I've only seen him play on the hardwood one time, and that was when he was at St. Vincent St. Mary's. I've never seen him play as a pro, and I would love to see him play as a pro. And if he went to Cleveland, I would go.
Hey, there you go, man. Well, you know what? If he wherever he ends up, if he's on the schedule to go to Cleveland or Indiana or Detroit, like try to get to one of those games. I know it's not a cheap ticket, but
we ain't getting LeBron.
You got to see him once in your lifetime on the actual floor.
We ain't getting LeBron. We getting Jonathan Kuminga.
Hell yeah!
Sure. Yeah, sounds great. Sign me up for some Jonathan Kuminga. Why not? Michigan, are they going to get rid of their idiot AD? Every day it's a new kind of horror story coming from up there, but they had their big meeting yesterday. What came of it? We'll tell you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still not seeing any great traffic cams out in the distance with all these smoky conditions we're noticing in our area this morning. Thankfully, no slowdowns or crashes. Honestly, barely seeing cars out there. I think a lot of people just aren't risking it this morning and are staying home and not traveling right now. That's a great option. But once again, drive time's not too bad, especially towards that west side of Columbus. A 6-minute commute on 270 between 33 to Roberts Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
T-Bone would like to take a second to remind everyone that Eddie George is awesome. And that Ronnie James Dio was an American treasure. And that pickles are gross. Thank you. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, a couple things from the YouTube chat today. One, people pointing out that last caller we took, which we are taking calls today, 614-821-9710. That last caller, they said, sounded like Lil Wayne.
No.
Multiple people said that, Tyvus.
No.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
Nah.
He had a little bit of he was 70 years old, he said. But
that ain't Wayne.
Okay, he said it sounded a little bit like Lil Wayne.
Or you don't think that's how Lil Wayne was sound when he's 70 years old?
No, it definitely is how it's how he sounds now.
No.
It's how he sounds now when he talks, when he does interviews. That's exactly how he
first
talks.
Of all, he didn't flick the lighter when
that's
we took
true.
His
call.
All right,
true.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay. So there was that. The other thing in the YouTube chat, which we've had some people asking to do a cold white boy nomination, a CWB. And this one is for Bobby Caldwell What You Won't Do for Love is the big song that he has.
Classic.
By name, I am not familiar with Bob. Do we have this song that we can play, Dylan?
Yeah, I have it pulled.
Give me a little Bobby Caldwell, because I'm not familiar with this.
Not sure how long this intro is.
I take that wrong. I'm taking that back. I am very familiar with this song. I didn't know this was what this guy's name was. Wait, this is a CWB?
I guess you wonder where I've been.
This is a white man.
I searched to find a love within.
Yeah,
I came back to let you know.
I love this song. I've known this song. I didn't know this was Bobby Caldwell was the guy's name.
Oh my gosh, I just looked up his picture. He is the whitest of men.
Oh yeah.
Holy smokes.
This right here made me feel like I'm in the backseat of my grandfather's Buick.
Well, yeah.
Roadmaster.
This song's been around forever, but it's had a renaissance on social media. Like, it's been a sound, like a viral sound, too.
Yeah. He said, I didn't know. A lot of people didn't know Bobby was white because it just sounds, he sounds so urban.
Urban Meyer. Yes.
No, sounds just Urban like Meyer.
Your former coach. Urban Meyer. I know what you mean. All right. Well, you're the one who has to decide on this. Is this a CWB?
Sure. I thought he was black for a lot of my life.
So he's definitely a CWB is what you're saying.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Certified. Great job.
What about Rick Astley then?
Yeah, Rick Astley was in that category
too.
Josh
Perry wants you to know he's one of the coldest white boys.
Okay. No, I was unfamiliar with his game. Unfamiliar with his game, clearly.
That might be the first double certified.
Oh,
white
yeah. This is a two-factor verification of his certified white boy status.
He was 4 years old, and I was right there with you.
That's a two-factor verification on the cold white boy. That's a first. So, all right. I love the song. I just had no idea who sang it. I didn't know anything. But Rick Astley's same thing with the Rick Roll.
Yeah, what's your call on
Never Gonna Give Titus. You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down. That is a song people also had that same feeling on.
I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never gonna let you down.
I still don't believe he's white, and it's been verified. It's been confirmed so many times to me. I don't care. I don't believe it.
I mean, I'm just saying, I get it. I too was surprised, but let's not. I just would say, shout out to my guys, right? Like, they occasionally can come through. There's like billions of us. Most of us are lame, but occasionally we got a few cool ones that come through, and good for us.
Whites are good.
Thank you, Ryan. So Michigan, I thought they were going to get rid of their guy who has overseen tons of scandals, Ward Manuel, their AD. So yesterday in Traverse City, Michigan, because when I think of where is the University of Michigan, I think Traverse City. They had a meeting of all the Board of Regents. And it was thought this is where they're going to lay out the law firm that did this big investigation into the athletic department and what's been going on there, the Sharon Moore stuff, everything. They're going to lay out their findings. Apparently, not only did they not lay out their findings, they didn't discuss Ward Manuel at all.
Mm.
At all.
Safe.
In this meeting. Maybe he is. I saw that also a reporter for M Live, Sam Jane, said that apparently he was talking with the president of the university, whose name is escaping me. Let's just say he is an idiot. Whoever this guy is, the president of the university, he asked the president, "You called Ward Manuel the best athletic director in the country a few months ago. Do you have any reservations about that statement now, or do you still feel confident in that?" President Grasso, I don't know his first name. He says, "Ward is one of the best athletic directors in the country." And he said, "Is there an update on providing status update of that investigation? Will the results be released to the public?" Again, the president of Michigan said, that's under consideration. We're still thinking about it. Okay. So not releasing the findings, not getting rid of Ward Manuel as of now. What does Ward Manuel have on these people?
Naked pictures.
It's got to be more than that. I mean,
he's got his own set of files.
It's
the X-Files.
I know what the answer probably is. Well, who knows? Maybe he... Who knows what's going on in Michigan?
That's from the X-Files. I still remember. He's been playing there all this time. I had no idea. Who watches the X-Files?
Lots of people.
Millions of
lots
people.
Of people watched it. It's been off the air for like 20 years, hasn't it? They rebooted it for like a year. Did they do like a reboot season, I feel like?
It's literally one of the things that you scroll right past.
X-Files. What do you mean you scroll right past? You do.
That doesn't mean everybody does. It means you did.
Do they do like reruns? Can I like watch it?
I'm sure you can. Wasn't it a Fox product? So it's got to be on what? Is Fox Hulu?
Yeah, I'm sure you could get on Hulu.
Or now Disney?
I'm going to check
out. I don't know who owns. I think they own all of it.
Right. Its original run was from 1993 to 2002.
I still watch Martin and Jamie Foxx and all that. So
okay, totally different shows.
I love a rerun.
They brought it back in 2016 and then again in 2018.
I have found, Tyvus, you are the king of, like, if you know something and I don't, you look at me like I have four heads. We're like, how do you not know what that is? Mm-hmm. But if it's something that you don't know that like lots of people know, mm-hmm. it becomes who even has heard of this? Who's even watched this? It's not very, you know what? There's a lack of humility there. It feels like you're just very lack of humility is where it's just like everyone should know what I know. And if I don't know it, no one should know.
I like to consider myself a dumb guy. So if I know it, then everybody should know it.
You're not a dumb guy, though. But you like on the X-Files. Yes, you may not have watched that, but like millions of people have watched that show.
I'm shocked.
What is
about again? Like aliens?
Yes, it is about aliens.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dylan, I just looked at my show sheet, and I realized we were supposed to do a game show here, because that's usually what we do.
Maybe we can do it next, I guess.
What is the game show? Because I forgot to ask you about it before the show. What are we doing for the game show?
It's Tyvus Trivia. So this is all on you. I'm going to ask you questions about Tyvus.
Oh.
And then Tyvus is going to verify if your answer is correct or incorrect.
How do you know if it's correct?
Well, then I might have to verify the verification if you don't know that much about yourself. That's the way it's going to go down.
Okay. All right, good.
Which I planned on doing, by the way.
You did plan on doing
it. I planned on being like, Tyvus doesn't know this about himself.
Oh, okay,
I'm
good.
I'm going to have to.
Okay,
of
good.
Course I know.
All right, fine.
Why would I not know myself?
Well,
you
sorry.
Know what? Actually, sometimes I don't know myself.
We got so distracted by our CWB discussion and our Ward manual. Apparently, he's not getting fired at Michigan discussion that I forgot all about the game show. So we'll do that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Checking in once again for our drivers that live on the far east side by Aetna. Still looking at less than a mile of visibility in your area with all the smoky conditions we have out there for you on this early Friday. Thankfully, still not seeing any issues on your roadways. 70 westbound as well as 40 in that westbound direction. Still looking nice and green on this side of the map. As well as for our friends in Delaware County, 23 north is looking good towards Lewis Center, as well as 71 in that southbound direction towards Polaris. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Trip.
Responsibly.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The second round of the Open Championship is currently in progress. Lucas Herbert is on top of the leaderboard with a score of 8-under. Keep it here on The Fan all morning for updates. Both the Guardians and Reds are back in action tonight following the All-Star break. The Guards will host the Pittsburgh Pirates up in Cleveland at 7:10. The Reds are in Colorado to play the Rockies, with coverage starting here on The Fan just after 8 o'clock at the conclusion of the Buckeye Show. And finally, the World Cup will wrap up this weekend. France will play England tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the third place game. The final between Spain and Argentina will get started Sunday at 3 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof or exterior assessment today at RamosRoofingOhio.com. Ramos Roofing, reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tyvus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world.
T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Phone lines are open this morning, 614-821-9710. Feel free to jump in and chat with us if you'd like to do so. We have still got, coming up in about 15 minutes, apparently some people around college football are questioning OSU's quarterback, Julian Sain.
Mm.
Sain, he doesn't have the chest. He's not the guy, not a leader. Yeah, juicy stuff there. So coming up in Morning Breath, we will play you some of that audio. You can hear it for yourself. You can determine what's right or wrong. Also, Dylan has told us that he has a game show today, which we do on Fridays, and we forgot to do it last segment. So we're going to do it now, but apparently it's a game show that involves you asking me questions about Tyvis Powell.
Yes.
But having confirmed.
But you don't know the answers to the questions.
No, I know them.
You know them.
Yes, but I'm assuming Tyvis knows them, but he might not.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. This will either be a disaster or it'll be awesome. We'll find out. So let's, all right. Hang on. Why is my music not? Oh, you know what? Stupid. Here we go. Play the music.
Yes.
All right. Question number one. All right. Tyvis trivia. Go ahead, Dylan.
We'll start you off with a softball here, I think.
Okay.
What team signed Tyvis as an undrafted free agent coming out of the Ohio State University?
I mean, I feel like that was the team. I thought it was Seattle. Am I wrong?
No, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So I got that right.
Yes.
All right. You went to the Seahawks first.
Mm-hmm.
Then they cut you twice.
Didn't the Seahawks release you twice?
Right.
Y'all love it.
Then you went to... And you went to the Niners at some point. Where else did you? I'm trying to. Did you go to Dallas?
I want to see
if I can name them.
This isn't one of my other questions.
Oh, never mind. All right.
It's not. So go through them. Did you go to Dallas?
Dallas was second to last.
How many teams did you go to total?
I think 8.
Oh, okay. I'm definitely not getting that. I knew four.
We went to Seattle.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Indy. Oh. Okay. Back to Seattle, San Fran, Jets, back to San Fran, Houston, Dallas, finished in Denver.
God, yeah,
I think
really,
no one but Tyvis could have got that right.
That's amazing.
That's why I didn't ask.
That's
it.
Amazing.
You think your wife could have got those in order?
No.
No.
Not a chance.
Okay. What was your favorite city of? Well, you know what? Never mind. I'll ask you that later. Question number two, Dylan. Go ahead. We have a game show to do.
What Michigan quarterback did Tyvis Powell pick off when he saved the season?
Tyvis Powell saves the season.
Oh, God.
That's a shame. I did a show with the guy.
First
time ever meeting him, too, and I did a whole two days of shows with him.
God, I was just thinking back on this game, too. I was watching part of it. Who was the bad Iowa quarterback that they took? Or he went to? Did he go from Iowa to Michigan or Michigan to Iowa?
He went. That's Cade McNamara.
Cade McNamara. I'm gonna say him, and it's wrong. Right?
Correct. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Who was it? Way too old for that.
That's what I thought. Who was it?
Devin Gardner.
You intercepted Devin Gardner?
Yeah. While he was wearing number 98. So
you and everybody else. Yeah. Good for you. All right. Question number three.
How many career interceptions did Tyvis have as a Buckeye?
Ooh, I don't even know that one. I think I know but I don't know it.
I'm going to say it's 4. Is that right?
don't play with me.
You're underselling our boy. Yeah. What do you think the answer is, Tyvis?
I think it's 8.
8 is what I saw on the
but
internet.
But it's technically 9 because the two-point conversion didn't count.
Oh, it didn't?
Don't count as a stat because it's two-point play.
That's stupid. Mm. What a dumb rule. All right, well, I don't know you at all. Give me one more, Dylan.
I don't know if you answered this when you were talking about the teams that you played. I was only half paying attention.
Fantastic.
What team did Tyvis get his one and only NFL start with?
Oh, I feel like I know that because we talked about it for sure, and you showed me highlights of a game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
he sends us preseason highlights all the time as well.
Well, so that is fair. I feel like it was the Niners.
It was the Niners.
Okay, it was the Niners. That was. I remember
I stole Sherm's celebration coming out when they called my name, and then right after they called me, they called him, and he did the exact same thing, and we all laughed about it.
All right, there you go.
I got one more for you.
Oh, one more. All right, good.
So, Tyvis played at Ohio State from 2012 to 2015.
Okay.
Name all the teams Tyvis lost to in his Buckeye career.
Mm. Oh, God.
It's not that many of them.
It's only...
Don't give him a hint.
Okay.
I mean, undefeated his freshman year.
That would have been 2012.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know. I'm trying to think. You didn't lose to Michigan ever. You lost to Michigan State. I know that. You lost to Clemson, I think. Were you there for either the Iowa-Purdue blowups? No. What am I missing? I'm missing something. Why? I don't know.
There's one glaring one.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
A surprising one, we'll say.
I'm still
to this day don't know how we lost that game.
Did I say Michigan State?
We already talked
about it. Oh, we did say that. Why am I blanking on this?
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why is one of the reasons Tyvis is on this show? Because he's a national champion. Go back to that year.
Yeah.
Who'd they lose to?
I forget, Dylan. I forget. Who did we lose to in 2015? Tell me. I forget.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. God. Sorry.
This is sad.
I'm not in football mode. I haven't even thought about football. I'm watching World Cup. I'm not even thinking about it. Yeah, Virginia Tech, of course. Duh. That's right. Duh. JT Barrett, bare defense, couldn't do anything.
Exactly right.
All right, there we go.
3 out of 5, ain't
that? Fantastic game show. So excited we did that. Okay, good stuff. By the way, FIFA, I was talking about that. How about this? The referee for the World Cup final, Slavko Vincic.
Our guy.
This guy apparently is going to ref the World Cup 6 years after he was arrested at a sex party.
Whoa.
Where cocaine and guns were found.
Whoa.
And I just want to bring this up.
Left.
I want to bring this up because sex. I feel like we don't talk enough about the fact that.
Sex and cocaine? You're right. I do it every day when I'm doing Tri-State.
What?
Wait. The sex part. Okay, not the blow.
What?
Not the blow. not the booger show.
I thought we were going to have to call
Tyvus
rehab center.
Tyvus doesn't drink alcohol, so I'm guessing, yes, you've also never done cocaine. But when you say that, when you're like, oh, yeah, every day. No. The sex part, yeah. Fine. Not-
I'll do cocaine, but I draw the line at alcohol. Right.
So, Slavko Vincic, okay, this guy apparently, he claims 6 years ago, he was at a place back in May of 2020. He was arrested at a party in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which, who hasn't been arrested at a party in Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Hey, didn't the U.S. beat them?
Yes.
In soccer?
That is correct. Look at that. That's the sport we're talking about. See, there we go. So apparently he was at a Bosnian city called Bielina, where he was at a ranch, I guess. He went there, he says, for a business lunch. He has a business there in his home country, and he went there for a business lunch. Unbeknownst to him, there was a massive prostitution ring also housed at this ranch. He claims
that's the cat house or the bunny ranch. I seen it on HBO back in the day.
So apparently officers arrested 9 women and 26 men in total.
This was a sting operation.
Yes, 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 yes. They seized 4 packets of cocaine, 20 pistols, 3 protective vests, and over 10,000 euros. Apparently this guy, this referee, who's going to ref the World Cup final, you will see this guy holding up yellow cards. Just know he was at a sex party in Bosnia, and he was making it happen. And apparently,
single guy?
I don't know. But he claims, I was invited to lunch. I had no idea this was going on. Now, to his credit, the police arrested everyone there. They took him in for questioning, and then they quickly figured out he probably didn't have anything to do with this or whatever. He had connections. I don't know. But they let him off and said, you can go. They questioned him as a witness, and then they let him go. But
he going on the stand, and he pointing somebody out.
Oh, well, what's the phrase?
Why do 10 where you can tell on the free?
There you go.
He going to go up in the courtroom and point right there. That person right there. That's the worst thing that can happen.
Yes,
that guy right there.
That's exactly it. Exactly right.
Wow. Well, he probably went to a Diddy party. That's what it sounded like to me.
Wow. That's a wild allegation to go from one to the other. Okay. Sure. Maybe he, I don't, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what this guy did. I have no idea.
What's his name? So I know who I'm looking at.
He is Slavko Vincic. Let him live, my guy. Chris G from our chat is on the phone. Chris, good morning. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Go to heck. I don't know if you can say the H word.
You know what? We'll give it to you. You can say it. That's fine.
All right, cool. Hey, first I want to say, I want to clear my name. Yesterday it was Bet with Chris in the chat saying that stuff about HRO, not me.
No, Chris, no, no. G, there's so there are multiple Chris's in the chat. That's right. You got it.
Secondly, I'd like to do a segment from a show of a previous iteration of yours, and I'll start off by saying I love it.
Ooh.
I love it.
Yes, love it, don't love it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I absolutely love the World Cup. I know that some people don't enjoy it, haven't been enjoying it, but I think it's been great for the U.S. overall.
Tyvus Powell, and Dylan Gonzalez, Joshua Perry, not enjoying the World Cup. Yes, those are three of the guys.
I never said that.
You're not watching it.
I do watch it.
Barely.
Barely, but I watch it. Okay.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been entertaining.
Okay. All right, I stand corrected. All right, sorry, I interrupted, Chris. Love it, don't love it.
No, you're good. It's your show.
Go ahead.
I don't love it.
I don't love it.
The second thing is that it's ending. It's been such a fun summer sport. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I found myself looking for things to do yesterday with no soccer on. And the second thing I don't love is this Canadian fire that is going to ruin my Cleveland trip. I'm going to have to wear a COVID mask or something like that at the Guardians game probably.
Oh, so. God. Yeah.
But anyways, thank you guys for entertaining us every morning, and you're doing a great job, and we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, Chris. We appreciate that. Chris G from the chat. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, if you're going outside, just going north today, especially, it's the further north you get, the further smoky it gets. But
I needed to clear up. I was supposed to. Well, I got two things that could potentially happen tomorrow, and I got to make a decision.
Oh?
Yeah.
Is it like LeBron's decision, or is this, actually going to happen tomorrow? Like,
well, one of them happening. I just got to figure out which one it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll find out what that is. We'll find out if any of us have developed a smoke ring inside on our fleshy meat, because we're just right now walking around in a big green egg out here. Also, morning breath coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Friday. We are still closely watching two disabled vehicles out on the roads for you starting downtown. It is affecting that 71 northbound direction at 11th Avenue. That right shoulder is still restricted out there. Police, first responders, you can definitely see them on our traffic cam. Keep in mind, we are seeing backups as well by that 71 and 670 interchange. And on the north side, we do have another disabled vehicle affecting that 270 westbound ramp to 23 northbound. That left lane is currently blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan trap.
Buckeye football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have wildfire smoke out there today, of course, as you've noticed. That'll gradually improve later on today. Until then, though, air quality is very poor. Limit your time outdoors, and when you're driving, have on your car's recirculate button. That's the one with the car with the circular arrow in it. Some scattered showers and storms are possible late today, highs around 90. Better chance of scattered showers and storms comes up late tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
An encyclopedic knowledge of sports and other random things you may or may not care about.
I think I found my mentor.
Rockman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan. Sometimes it's better if people just shut up.
Shut up!
It's time for Morning Breath.
All right, Tyvus has to make a decision. We'll talk about that in a second. But this audio comes to us from Josh Pate, who we've had on the show before. He is a college football, podcaster extraordinaire, YouTuber, all the above. I found this take very interesting on the substance of what he's talking about, but also the way he delivers it. This is about Julian Sain and him. He had basically said that he had heard there are people who have questions about Julian Sain's leadership and his ability to elevate to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Josh Pate talking about that this week.
I wonder if there's a leveling up. That's all. I don't question his heart at all. That wasn't the message that I was delivering there. What I was doing was echoing sentiment that I 1,000% have gotten from several people in college football, players and coaches, because they do question his heart. Okay, and so I've heard that enough times to where I wrap it up in a ball, I'll throw it out there. And I like Julian Sain, and since I happen to be familiar with several folks at Ohio State, I didn't mind throwing that chum in the water for him. I know that'll be used for good. But if anyone thinks I'm saying that about Julian Sain, you're high on bath salts, because I'm not saying that about him. But other people have.
Okay. I this is a great rhetorical flourish by Josh Pate, because what it does is it provides you the ultimate out. Because he can say, if Julian Sain regresses this year, doesn't play well, anything that happens in that regard, he can say, well, folks, I told you this before the season.
Mm-hmm.
I had my sources. I'm connected. I heard this. We brought this to your attention. You're not surprised if you listen to this show. So he's got that angle covered.
Mm-hmm.
However, Julian Sain goes out and wins a Heisman and has like one of the greatest seasons in college football history or whatever. It's just really good. He can say, there were a lot of haters and doubters out there. I wasn't one of them. Never was. Never have been. I always have believed in Julian saying. So that's why he's on Morning Breath today, for like not actually taking a stand on this. He's just presenting all the sides to tell you, I have it, all bases covered. No matter what happens, Josh Pate will look good on this.
I listened to a lot of Josh Pate, and what you said is exactly spot on.
It's exactly what he's doing.
What he's going to do.
That's what he's going to do, 100%. And I, you know what? In this business, I respect it.
He's a friend of the show.
Ish. I tried to be a friend of his show.
he's been on. We'll say.
That's funny.
I went and talked to him. I talked to him at the Barry Sports Media Conference. I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, good. Yeah, I love being on your show. Anyway. And I was like, all right, man. All right.
Good for you.
Sorry, I'm not. I guess if I was from New York or Chicago, maybe it would be a bigger deal. I don't know.
I think either way. What he's saying is funny, because he's saying this, and me and Josh Perry had we didn't have an argument. We talked about this in a car ride last Thursday about this exact same thing. You know, I was like, Josh, who do you look at as the leaders on offense? Like, when you get into one of those, some controversy hits on the football field, who's the guy that's going to say something? Because it's not JJ. I mean, he's been working on it, but like, that's not his thing.
But he's a lead by example. Yeah, I'm the star player. It's the same thing.
He's been working on being more vocal, but that's not who he is.
And I don't need him to be, by the way. Just be the best player that you can possibly be. We'll get some other guys to be the leaders.
Right. And Julian has been very reserved, where I don't think he's given up. I don't hear no speeches from him. I don't think he's given any speeches or anything like that. He's not Tim Tebow.
Of course not.
He's no JT Barrett.
Wasn't that last year that was when the I'm going to say air quotes quarterback battle happened, but wasn't that one of the selling points on Lincoln Kienholz?
He's more of a vocal leader.
He's the guy who will do all that stuff, but Julian Sain's probably just the better pure player as far as, you know, being a passer in college football. So I remember that being a thing, is that he's California cool. He's chilled out.
They call him J. Cool what they call it.
Which is a good quality to have when everything's, you know, crashing down on you, to be able to keep your wits about you and make plays. That's obviously good, but yeah, he may not be the biggest rah-rah guy, which is fine. I don't necessarily need him to be, but
I heard Austin Moore talking about this the other day, and they were talking about who he thought the captains would be, and he kind of was like, Julian Sain, I guess, because he's the quarterback, he's a returning starter, he probably should be, but when it comes to like the qualities of what you think for a captain, when it comes to a verbal standpoint, I feel the reason why that like I guess comment was put on there was because he's not really a rah-rah guy.
Well, here's the reality, right? Like in any relationship, some people have a relationship in a marriage where you or I might look at it and say, I could never last in that type of marriage, but it works for them, right? And they can have a very happy, healthy relationship. That's true in life with human beings. There's lots of ways to have a relationship with someone and to get something done or accomplished. Workplaces can be like that. So I do think there is a hierarchy that typically sorts itself out in football. Usually the quarterback's part of that.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible that teams have great leadership that just doesn't come from the quarterback position.
The one vocal leader on offense that we know is going to be a vocal leader is Brandon Ennis. Problem with Brandon Ennis is the production also isn't the same as the leadership.
Help me understand that. Because I've never played this level of football. Well, you have.
You're going to listen to it.
If he comes to you and pulls you aside, like if he pulls Jeremiah Smith over, is like, listen.
Well, if it's Chris Henry Jr., for example, I think that's a better example.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Like, let's say he's pulling someone aside who, you know, like is probably more talented than him. There have to be guys in football locker rooms who do that, who get listened to, who are not as talented as the other guys, but they're great leaders. They see the game.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, lots of coaches who coach players never had the career that some of these guys they're coaching are about to have, right?
That's
so
fair, yeah.
So like leadership can be not necessarily coming from the guys who are the most talented, and some of your most talented players cannot be vocal leaders. But how often do you see that when you play, Tyvus?
I mean, not really. I mean, it happens, but for the most part, it's usually the guys. It's the dudes that you list, especially in a controversial moment of a game. Like, that's your quarterback. That's your linebackers. That's your edge rusher. Like, those are the Tyvus Piles in the world.
No, you got to set the tone, right? No, you're right, though.
You're one of the leaders. Like, that's just what it is. I told you, I cuss the linebackers smooth out in the middle of a game. Yeah, and they locked in. Like, that's just what it is. So, like, to me, I am actually interested to see if Julian, I need him to. He needs something to him. Coach Myers said, "You got to have something to you. I need him to be messed with a little bit to see how he responds to it." Yeah. I need the offensive line to like slack a little bit in the game just to see if he explodes on them. Like, hey, y'all need to. Like, what do y'all do? Like, I need that because if he willing to go there,
I got us one. I understand that. I also, as someone who is on the outside looking in now, I like to see that too. But I'm asking, like, do the guys now who play college football in 2026, do they need that? Like, I don't know the answer. I'm saying
they need a guy to chew them out.
I'm saying,
see, that's the thing. Coaches don't do it. Coaches don't do it no more. They can't because they say the players getting their feelings. But if it's coming from your peers, oh, you can cuss them out all day long.
Okay. So that answers the question then. Because that's what I was wondering is, like, does that just come enough from the college coaches where you're like, okay, well, if the quarterback's not doing it, someone will do that. But yeah, that's a fair point.
I mean,
because if the coach does it,
you get your feelings because your teammate expect more out of you and cursed you out in the middle of a game because you wasn't producing.
That makes sense.
You and your feelings, then this game ain't for you.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like if a coach does it, it's like I'm getting on the phone with the agent.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll see if I can get some money elsewhere, go elsewhere, hit that portal. But when a player does it, it's like, what are we all doing here? We're all on the same page. I'm playing the game just like you. I need you to step it up. That seems like it would carry more weight.
I just want to see him.
All right.
I just want to see, like, he throw Chris Henry a dime and he drop it on a critical third down. Does he, like, say something to him? Like, is it? He got to have a little fire in
there. Say something to him, like, catch it next time. I'm sure, like, that's the thing I've always wondered is, like, hey, catch that. It's like, yeah, I know. I know. I didn't mean to drop it. You got to know
how serious this is. Like, that's
all right. That's fair.
Like, I need you to figure. And sometimes it's because you're dealing with young guys who's trying to mature, like 17, 18 year olds who's still trying to mature. You trying to get those guys because they're playing earlier nowadays. You need those guys to understand how serious this is. Like, I need you to lock in.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, is he willing to snap on somebody to get them to lock in?
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll find out. Julian's saying, is he going to develop that? That's a big question going into this season. What do you have to decide between before we get out of break here?
What
do you have tomorrow?
I'm supposed to be going to Worcester to go swim in the pool. My kids is going up there because Lauren's uncle has a pool and it was messed up, but they got it fixed. So everybody's coming to swim.
Fantastic.
Yesterday, I get an unannounced visit by Cardale Eugene Jones.
Okay.
And he was dropping me off some shirts. He said, these shirts don't fit me. I ordered them. They the wrong size. Of course they are. This dude, 300 pounds, trying to fit into an XL. Well, of course they don't fit you. But anyways.
By the way, Cardell, I just want to say, I've been there. I know it's tough when you have to size up. I do know the struggle. I've been there and done that.
I'm just knowing it's a 2X. He's just an XL. Like, no,
The first time I had to order the 3X, I was very sad with myself. And now I've just made peace with it. I'm like, yeah, that's where I live.
So anyways, as he was leaving, I was asking him, you know, what was his plans, what he got going. He was saying that he was taking his daughter to Zumbezi Bay tomorrow.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, you want to come with the girls to Zumbezi Bay?
Oh, so now he has to decide between Zumbezi Bay.
Well, I was like, well, I'm supposed to be going to Worcester. So I told the lieutenant, and the lieutenant was like, well, you know, that is Zumbezi Bay. And I'm like, was 12 paying for it?
Is he driving? Is he picking us up in his car?
He made it sound like he was offered to pay for it. So he paying for it, you know.
That's why would you change your plan just because someone said I'll pay for that? Okay. So we'll find out what your decision is on that when we come back. Also, one of the big four sports had a swing and miss when it comes to one of their premier events. All that in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
No crashes to report at this time. Even slowdowns, really not seeing a lot. The worst probably would be on the north side. We're talking 23 both directions over by Lewis Center. Just getting a little bit slower out there, so just keep that in mind. But boy, with these smoky conditions, just want to make sure you're traveling slow all around the metro this morning. Pay close attention to your roads. Keep those windows closed and use that recirculation button in your car to prevent that smoke from getting into your vehicle. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Stations.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
By the way, Did you hear that we're getting different clocks? Did you hear about that?
Different clocks?
They're working on this. Apparently, our government has decided, because everything else is working great. Everything else is fixed. We have nothing else to worry about. So apparently, I just saw that the House of Representatives, they passed a Sunshine Protection Act in the House on Tuesday. This would make daylight saving time, which we're on now, that would just become permanent.
So we'll never get the hour of extra sleep.
Yeah, we wouldn't fall back anymore. Now, they haven't made this. This is not official yet. This would be something that would be decided to do. The only places that wouldn't have to do it are the places that are already don't do daylight savings time. Like, I think there's parts of Arizona that don't do daylight savings time.
Yeah, because
it changes, like, depending on what time of year it is, whether they're 2 hours behind us or 3 hours behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they would get to stay on whatever they're on. But if you haven't done that in your state, this would mandate that everyone is on daylight savings time going forward. That would be permanent. So what does that mean for us in Columbus? Well, the latest sunrise, earliest sunset that we have every year in Columbus, sunrise, the latest it ever is 7:53 in the morning. Earliest sunset, same day, you know, when it's like the shortest time we have,
mm-hmm.
That's 4:50. Sunrise, the latest it ever is 7:53 in the morning. Earliest sunset, same day, you know, when it's like the shortest time we have,
mm-hmm.
That's 4:57 p.m. So before 5 p.m. Now, if they made daylight saving time permanent, you would have a later sunset. The latest, earliest sunset, if that makes any sense, what I'm saying. Like the earliest the sun would ever set for us in Ohio would be 5:57 p.m. Like, so the shortest day of the winter, middle of December, you will have a sunset still around 6 p.m.
And I would say it takes like 30 to 40 minutes for the sun to go down from that sunset.
Yeah, yeah. You
time.
Still get the still get the light from you get the dusk light, yeah. Right. But 8:53 a.m. would be the latest sunrise. So you would have like a period of time there in December and January where sun's not coming up till well after 8 a.m.
It don't affect us because we don't see it. No.
Well, you and I are in a radio studio where there's
AKA a prison.
Well, that's
no
right.
Windows. It does.
There's no windows. There's right. I agree. But for like, I do understand people who say like that would be extremely annoying to if you get up early. I know part of the argument against this whole decision, which it has to go to the Senate and then it'd have to pass there. And then the president would have to sign into law, which supposedly he would if it gets passed. But we'll see if it does. They tried to do this once before a few years ago, and it did not get through the Senate. They just let it sit there. So they may do that again. But if this happens, the complaint was, well, you might have kids walking to the bus at 8:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. And it's like
pitch black
for like most of the school year. That I could see being a little bit of a problem, right?
That'd be all right.
Now, my kid, my oldest, when she goes to school and hits the bus, it's like 6:15 in the morning. So she, I don't think, has ever hit the bus stop when it's not like pitch black dark. But the point is well taken that like probably that's not the safest thing for kids. So we'll see what they do. But if you're not a fan of that, just be aware that's currently running through the system right now. If you are a fan of it, great. Do nothing. Do nothing either way. It's not going to change anything. Doesn't matter. None of this matters. I was teasing this to talk about earlier. One of the big four sports, they had a big swing and miss. So did you see what the Netflix numbers were for the Home Run Derby? Because they put it on Netflix for the first time.
Did not see what the number was, but I seen the headline.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Ratings went down from 5.7 million people last year with it being on ESPN. Now, first year on Netflix, it didn't go down much from last year. It went down to 5.3 million. However, that number is the lowest TV audience that they've had for the Home Run Derby since 2003, over 20 years. Now, in 2003, it was 5.2 million. So the fact that it's gone from 5.2 million then to, yeah, last year it was 5.7 million, and now this year it's 5.3 million, it's not like it dropped off like 50% or something.
Right. You said 5.7 to 5.3?
Yeah.
That's not
great, but it's not like catastrophic. Right. It's just
the fact that it was on a whole nother platform and I didn't even know about it and realize it until almost the end of the first round.
Yeah, right. I'm saying like it didn't go as well as planned, but it is the first year of it.
They didn't promote it.
No, I didn't feel like I knew about it until like the day of. that it was going to be over on Netflix.
How many MLB baseball games are you watching nowadays, Tyvus?
No, you're right. That's
well, the Guardians, when fair. The Guardians is on YouTube TV, I watch it all the time.
Yeah, I think that's why the three of us were unaware, and I'm sure a lot of other people were in that boat, too. It's like, okay, I'm sure they were promoting this during MLB baseball games.
ESPN usually. Well, they don't.
They don't have it. Yeah, like, when they had them both, like the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, or like they had Sunday Night Baseball, they were able to promote this kind of stuff. And now this is just the downfall of sports and TV in general being on all this stuff. It's like,
I know,
it's hard to keep track of everything.
It is. That's why I've liked the World Cup. I've said this before, the World Cup being on Fox. I mean, I love soccer anyway, but I'm saying the fact that like you flip it on Fox, the World Cup game's on. If you thought it was going to be like, that's where it's been. It's not been on some other platform. You got to download an app and put in a code and scan a QR code thing to get it. No, it's just on Fox like you would expect it to be. Or sometimes FS1, which is the other place I would expect it to be if it's not on Fox. That's been refreshing. By the way, I have a question for both of you, or all of you. Anyone can answer this. I wish I would have thought of this earlier. Maybe this is the fan poll today, Dylan, brought to you by JT's Pizza Pub, because we have to figure out a fan poll. There's a third place game this weekend. FIFA, the World Cup, does a third place game. So England lost the quarter or the semifinal game.
It's tomorrow.
France lost the other.
3 p.m., right?
Yep. So England and France are going to play each other in the semifinal game. Mm-hmm. Spain and Argentina are playing in the final on Sunday. Would you be interested in watching a third place game?
Not a chance.
For the NFC and AFC championship game losers?
No. You talking about NFL?
Yeah.
No.
Like, we have that weekend between the Super Bowl. What if you brought back those two teams and said,
people will watch it for sure.
Oh, I'm saying football. It would probably do numbers.
Yeah, people will watch it. But like,
would you be interested personally in watching a third place game of the NFL to determine, like you get to be third place in the NFL?
You can't ask me that because I enjoy football and it's part of my job to watch every game.
Oh, all right. Let's pretend you're not paid to watch football. You have free will to do whatever you want.
Am I still like that former football player?
Yes, I'm just asking. I'm saying like you're not contractually obligated to watch anything. You can get up the next day.
Football player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Okay, Dylan, would you watch a third place NFL, AFC, NFC championship, the loser bowl basically? But again, we're talking the four best teams in the NFL. You get to watch the two teams that lost play each other for third place like they're doing in the World Cup. Would you watch that the week before the Super Bowl?
I would. Complain about it, crap all over it, and then watch it anyway.
We'd all talk about it.
Yes.
And they would make a ton of money off of it, too. I'm telling you. Like, I wonder if the NFL would ever consider doing that. Because I would watch it, too. I think all of us would. By the way, I'm going to watch tomorrow. I'm going to watch the third place game. England and France are very good. I would like to see what those two teams do against each other. One more chance to watch those two teams play? Yeah. Now, it's not for anything. We know it's nothing on the line, but look, if that's your standard for watching NFL games or any sporting event, I got news for you. 95% of the games you're watching, nothing's on the line.
That's what's ruining sports.
Because 95% of these teams are not playing for the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
we know there's only a couple teams that are really actually in it, and all the teams tell themselves they are, but in reality, they're not. Browns, you can watch a Browns game for 30 years. You know they're not playing for the Super Bowl. The point is, I'm saying, like, we've watched a lot of football games where nothing was on the line in reality at the end of the year, looking back on it. This would just be one where, you know, going in, there's nothing on the line other than third place, but I still would watch it.
I feel like this is what's ruining college football. We used to just be able to watch college football for the love of college football and the tradition and all that. And now people are like, oh, does this game matter when it comes to the CFP? Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, like, Army Navy, like, I feel like less people care about that. That's not what that game is about. And we know Army Navy. We know neither one of them is winning the national championship. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Well, and that's what with this college football playoff expansion, I feel like that's going to be the true test here, right? It's because now there's going to be more and more people who say they love college football, and I'm one of them. I love college football, but part of what I've loved is the fact that when I see, I don't know, like Texas and Oklahoma play, there's at least in theory like something on the line there more than just the pride. Even if those games though are two teams that have like three losses apiece by the time they get there in October.
Mm-hmm.
I still watch it, but it's not the same, right? If there's not as big a stakes.
If you enjoy the sport, you're going to watch the game.
Right. Yes.
And then it also depends on what else is going on. You know, like for this football game, hypothetical football game, like it's in the middle of football season. Like actually the most meaningful parts of football season because you're getting close to the Super Bowl.
You know what it is? Part of why I'm going to watch that third place game tomorrow is because I've really enjoyed the World Cup. And now I know there's only going to be one more game other than this one.
Yeah.
So do I want to give up?
Who was at that call that said that they sad that it's over?
Yeah, that was Chris G.
Yeah.
Chris said that, and I'm sad that it's leaving too. So it's one more chance to watch it. If you're an NFL fan, you watch AFC and NFC championship games, and they tell you, hey, next Sunday, 4:00, third place game. You know that's one of two games left now. Super Bowl and that one.
Yeah.
It'll do better numbers than the Pro Bowl.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. In fact, how about this?
Well,
you get to pick three Pro Bowlers to play in that game with you.
Let me ask you this.
Have a draft where you grab a couple Pro Bowlers. You can pick anyone you want who's a Pro Bowler and add them to your roster for one game.
Is there anything on the line?
You can have a third.
Put the backups in.
The Colts can have a trophy.
Put the backups in.
How about you get... I don't know what you would even do because you can't give like the number one pick.
No, you would want to lose so you can get a higher draft pick. Put the backups in.
Wow. Okay.
There would have to be bonuses involved somehow.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. Do you want to make that the fan poll today?
Yeah.
Would you watch a third place game in the NFL? All right. Well, brought to you by JT's Pizza Pub. Go check that out. We'll put that up. We'll see what you guys think when we come back. Also, we'll hit the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A new incident we're noticing in downtown Columbus right now. A crash 71 northbound at 670. That left lane is currently blocked for you. Before, we had a disabled vehicle that cleared up in this exact area. So obviously a trouble spot for us on this Friday morning. Also still watching a disabled vehicle north side outside of Worthington 270. That westbound ramp to 23 northbound. That left lane is still blocked. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan 2.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the Virtues Golf Club to preview next week's Ohio Am. Plus, we'll visit with Matt Lefferts of the Ohio Golf Association.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tyvus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut. Minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
If you've been enjoying this show and you like, darn it, I'm at home now, you can always just get out of the car, go in the house, and tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan. You'll see T-Bone and Tyvus, and boom, there we are. We're just out there going. So tell Alexa, Siri, or whoever it is that you have to play us and listen to us at home.
Yeah, there you go.
Joining the program, Bo Bishop, Uncle Bo. What's going on? Hey, Bo, I got a question for you.
Good read, brother.
I got a question for you. All right, yep. I'm in a conundrum.
Okay.
Do I hang with family or do I hang with technically family? I got a son. Do I go hang with my son?
So my
son invited me to go with my granddaughter and my kids.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense how you're
your
saying all this.
Your son wants you to go to Zumbezi Bay with your granddaughter.
Yeah.
Your son is 3 months old.
No. My son is 33. He'll be 34.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah. He'll be 34 September.
So Mr. Cardale Jones wants you to go. Cardale and his daughter. Thank you, T-Bone.
God, brother. We just have to slice through this. You know what I mean?
Like Pepe Silvia with all the red string. I didn't even know where we were. Okay. All right. So you're going to go to either Zumbezi Bay with Cardale and his daughter.
Yeah.
Or what's your option?
Go to my in-laws. So my wife's uncle has a pool. And they want to go like jump in the pool and spend the Saturday in the pool.
This is up in Worcester.
In Worcester.
Zumbezi Bay on a Saturday, there's going to be a lot of money that's got to come my way to go there.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean,
that.
A lot. It's like, busy. I need to be compensated. I need to be... And I like that place. It's great. Kids went a lot when they were little. But I think, boy, on a Saturday, that feels like a... For me, that would be a no-win situation.
Well, the smoke is out there.
Well, the smoke's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the smoke's going to be a problem.
Like De Niro and Goodfellas, the amount of smoke I've consumed in the morning already. So
I honestly feel like we're living in a Traeger. Like you just get the little pellet smoker going, and that's what we're walking around in. I got a smoke ring forming right now inside my nostrils.
It's not good, brother.
It's bad.
Not,
I'm going to be very tender in about 18 hours if you just leave me out there.
Just really nuts.
Just peel off strips
peel
of
you
me.
Apart.
Peel you apart. Like fall off the bone.
That's Brother Bone just falls in the house and like shards of meat just fall off of him. He's been smoked all day. Give me the pool in Worcester. I'll take the pool in Worcester all day.
I think that's the route that I'm probably going to go.
All day long.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question for you, Bo. We just posed this. And it's I don't know if you've ever had these moments on the air. I'm sure you have, where you come upon a topic that you really wish you would have thought of in the first hour of your show instead of the third hour of your, or God forbid the day before, or, you know, whatever you're playing in the damn thing.
Yeah.
So FIFA has the World Cup. Third place game is tomorrow. Yep. France and England.
Yep.
Some players will play. Some players won't. I threw this out there. If the NFL said we're going to take the losers from the AFC and NFC championship games and throw them in between the Super Bowl and that extra week, it would do a number. I don't know how many guys would opt in, but I think there'd be a little personal pride. There'd be a little professional pride, and it's a football game.
Oh, tell them that the coaches, the front offices would make them play backup so they can get the better draft pick.
That might happen. Sure.
All of that would happen. It would do everything that you said. It would do a number, and also no one would really play.
Yeah.
So I think it would be both of those things. I'm shocked that FIFA's still doing this, quite honestly. Like in youth sports, I call these get out of town games. Mm. Like, what are we playing for? Let's go home. Can we go back to Paris? Let's go back to London. Like, I don't, what are we sitting around here playing a game for nothing for? I don't know what we're doing here. Let's get the hell out of here.
Because otherwise there'd be 103 FIFA World Cup games. Instead, there's 104.
So the old boy's going to 64 teams in the tournament next time. So I guess he can get those games up. Yeah, I guess that's what it
they're
is.
Just,
like,
it's
who's
TV,
playing? If they announce, like,
France,
who's
it's
play?
France and England.
The players
the,
that are playing.
The thought
like,
is
there's
that,
no way, like, Jude Bellingham's playing, is he?
Well, the thought is that, like, Mbappe might play because he has a lot of goals, and so he might want to get the number, like, to go get a bag a couple more goals. Then there's also a little bit of England, like, they already look like they failed, so do they want to go out and that English pride thing of we go out and we take care of business no matter who we're playing.
Yeesh.
And they're European rivals, you know, so there's a little bit of pride on the line. But I don't know what the lineups will look like, but still be good because they got a ton of studs on those teams.
They do. Yeah. I think if you're Jose Mourinho and you're running Real Madrid and you see like Mbappe and Bellingham, you're like, hey, let's calm down on this.
Let's chill
on this.
Oh, God. And could you imagine?
See you guys in a month.
Yeah. Could you imagine someone getting hurt in that type of game, too?
No,
you don't want that. Yeah.
I assume they'll just jog around, right?
You'd hope so. But yeah, that's either way. Like, I just feel like that thing of at the end of a football season where we've had enough, I usually reach my fill. But I know there are a lot of people who say, I can't believe there's only the Super Bowl left and that's it for 8 months. And so that would be the game where you put the third place game. Hey, here's one more thing to watch if you want to. No, it won't be great football, but it probably does like a pretty good playoff game number, I would think. Would still probably get you 25, 30 million people watching that thing.
It'd be a decent number. I'll tell you one that I think you'd get a full level of give a damn for. Give me the two worst records playing for the number one pick.
Oh my god! Yes, like it's almost like in soccer, like a relegation battle.
Like a relegation game.
There's something on the line.
Ooh-wee. Give me the Jets and the Cardinals playing for the one pick.
Yeah, that
with
actually
Dante, draft Arch. With Dante Moore and Arch coming
or Moore
out?
Or whatever.
Oh my goodness!
You'd get out then.
But here's the question: would you? Because some of those players, I wonder if they would say, "What do I give a crap? You're getting rid of me anyway at the end of the season. You're drafting my replacement. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
the
not.
Quarterback might.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The quarterback doing it for film, game film.
That's what I'm saying.
So
is,
if you move on, I would think, I can go somewhere else.
I would think guys would do that for the third place game too. That they would want some more film out there. But you're right. That's It's very interesting theory there, trying to figure out how we would do that. All right, what's coming up on the show today, Bo?
20 Most Interesting continues. We're doing Alabama today. Paul Feinbaum. We did Auburn yesterday. The way this worked out was kind of rivalry week. We did Red River. We did Oklahoma, Texas, middle of the week, and then we did Auburn, Alabama. Alex Golish, our guy down at Auburn, kind of feels like maybe Auburn could pass them in the next couple of years if they land on Golish. We'll see.
That's a shame.
And so we'll do a little bit of that today. A little fun on a Get Out of Town Friday edition, boys.
There you go. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, right here on The Fan. Thanks, Bo.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for The Buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Oh, it's the yin and yang of TV ratings. We were just talking about Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby didn't do great numbers, getting only 5.3 million on Netflix, but it went to a streaming service and stayed pretty similar to what it was on ESPN. Meanwhile, the All-Star Game on Fox delivered. Apparently got 8.7 million viewers. They're saying that is the most watched All-Star Game since 2018. And continues as the most watched All-Star Game across all sports. Up 21% over last year's average of 7.1 million. So, yeah, big numbers there for Fox on the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That's it for us. Bishop and Friends, coming up next. Stay smoky, my friends. Try to deal with all this crap out there. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great Friday. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Many areas still seeing lower visibility with these smoky conditions out there. So, folks, take it nice and easy on the roads. The only slowdowns we really have are still over towards that north side, including 270 in that westbound direction. As you're heading northbound towards Polaris, using 71, that northbound ramp out there. But, again, safe driving tips. That's the goal, especially for this early morning hours. Be aware on the roads. Keep those windows closed and use that recirculation button. It's right there in your car to make sure no smoke is getting in into your vehicle. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic. Have a great weekend and be safe.